You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. It is week 132 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Vitale.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Akshay Mathur.
Let's get into it. Let's just get straight into the news that everyone wants to hear about. I saw Mockingjay Part 1.
Oh, Part 1! You can only watch two at a time. That's your...
That's my thing.
Hunger Game rules.
Yeah. It's like, I watched the first one right before I watched the second one. I saw the third one right before I saw the fourth one. Both of the times I saw those movies on my phone...
That's right.
And then I go to the movie theater.
What did you do when you watched the first one? Oh, no, you watched it before you watched the second one.
Yeah, I saw it picking you up. And then I saw it at Elephant Bar.
Yeah.
With my headphones on while everyone else was in, whereas we're at the bar. And then we went to the Spectrum, and then I watched the second one in an IMAX screen. And then this time I watched it on my phone in my house while my niece and nephew were... like saying, play Mario Party.
You don't understand. I need to do this.
And I was like, I have to do this. My parents were like, why? And I was like, because I'm going to see the movie tonight. And they're like, why are you watching a movie that you haven't seen the one before? And I'm like, you guys aren't one to talk. Like, you guys do weird stuff all the time. My dad saw the first episode of Breaking Bad and the last episode of Breaking Bad. And he's like, I saw the whole show.
Oh, those are really good episodes.
Those are really good episodes. Those are really good. I'd be actually really interested to watch those back to back.
Yeah.
Not back to back.
I want to watch those.
He saw the first one a long time ago.
Oh, and then he saw the he watched it back to back.
He's like, I saw the first. I saw the whole thing.
He got the gist of it.
Yeah, he's like,
I get it. I mean, he was kind of good, and now he's kind of bad.
Now he's dead.
He was alive.
He got diagnosed with cancer in the first episode, and then the last one, he dies. It's great. Cancer, very aggressive.
Cancer turns you evil. That's the moral of the story, right?
And I saw Mockingjay Part 1 to get ready for Mockingjay Part 2. Mockingjay Part 1, not that great. Very
very much a part one.
Very much
part one. It was like it's really it was a part, half a movie.
It's part, right? A part, very much so. That's what they're all, like, what's the best, there aren't that many part ones.
No, like, because this happened after Harry Potter,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it was the same thing. There, nothing really happened. Well, some stuff did, but not enough. Yeah. A lot of slow parts. Yeah.
It's a lot of exposition.
That's really the only big part one there is, right? What other part ones are there?
Didn't The Hobbit have part one, too?
No.
The Hobbit had, like...
Well, it had three parts.
Three parts, for the whole Hobbit.
But there wasn't technically...
And then Peter Jackson came out and said, he's like, I winged most of it, and he's like, I didn't really care for it.
Yeah. That was weird.
I was like, why would you say it so late? Like, we knew that you did that.
Yeah, we knew you, like, we're just making it up, because this wasn't in the books.
No.
But, like, why would you say that? They still made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Like, you think... Someone would use that as an excuse. I guess that is what he's doing. He's like, why wasn't it as good? It's like, oh, I was just wasn't trying. He's like, you did pretty good for not trying. You made so much money.
Yeah. Like what else does he direct? He only directs like Lord of the Rings movies, right?
King Kong.
That's it.
That's all I know.
Fucking seven movies. Under his belt. Wide ass belt.
Yeah.
But,
surprised they're not trying to make a Lord of the Rings show or something.
Yeah, just like dwarves and shit.
Yeah.
Because Gimli
not
says...
Not that I really want to see it, but like...
The entire universe.
This one line that stuck universe. In my head. Yeah. Gimli says the women have beards too. I'd be very interested in seeing that. Dwarf women with beards. Mockingjay Part 1. I thought it was cool when PETA choked the shit out of Katniss. Because I was like, holy shit, I did not expect that.
The very end, right?
Yeah. Not the very end, but like close to it. She wakes up and then she has a neck brace on and she goes and see...
Wait, did those parts repeat?
That was in part two.
That was in part two.
Yeah, well, you see her wake up with a neck brace on in the first one.
Oh. And then like, picks up. It literally, like, back to back.
Yeah, scenes. And then it literally picks up right there.
I was like, but the movie started, like, I was very like, it's just started. And I was like, what?
Which is exactly how they did with Harry Potter as well.
Yeah, because it's literally like, oh, right. Somebody's going to merge these together one day. No, they're probably not, but, like, they should just do an edited version that way, because that's how they kind of do
They should
it.
Release that.
Because I know they make it the same time.
Yeah. Oh, I fucked up the first two episodes. I was supposed to do something in these two episodes. Go to PasqualProductions.com. This dude in my class makes awesome t-shirts. Let me find out how to spell it. I promised him 2 weeks ago I'd PASCUAL production. and I think it's productions.com. And he sells these awesome t-shirts. He has 3 t-shirts up right now. And he has art prints. But apparently he's been at the cons that we go to, and I just didn't notice. And I think I've seen it before. He has a Baymax t-shirt, a Deadpool t-shirt, and a Stormtrooper t-shirt. And they look pretty cool. He paints all the stuff in, like, real life.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Got them printed on shirts. And yeah, he's like, do you think it'd fit well with your podcast audience? And I was like, probably. So go throw some money at him. I think his art prints are pretty cool too, if you like hanging up art. I can't afford to buy any more art because I don't have enough walls. I just finally got my Captain Rousey poster in, which was like very bad times. I wish I had that print.
It's like a... I don't know, there was a video online, like, right before the fight. It was, like, Ronda Rousey in Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was just, like, kicking everybody's ass.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was really funny because most of the people didn't see the video till after. And they're, like, bunch of downvotes. And they're, like, oh, I thought it was going to lead up to a point where then she loses.
To, like, Holly Holm.
Thought it was going to be a joke. But then they didn't realize the video got released before that. So, like, it was pretty funny because everyone's, like, downvoting it. They're like, what the heck? I thought it was going to be a twist at the end where she loses, and then didn't happen.
Anyways, yeah, go buy those guys' art. And Mockingjay Part 1, going back, didn't she walk and see PETA tied up in the end of Part 1? Or did she do that in Part 2? I think she did in Part 1.
She did in Part 1.
No, she didn't.
She got choked out,
right?
She got
choked out, yeah.
And then she sees him tied up in the room. That he's like,
Yeah, okay. He's like tied up and just freaking out, right?
Yeah.
That's how it ends, right?
Okay, yeah, that's how it ends.
Like him screaming.
Yeah.
And part. So, yeah. What do I rate this movie? Probably out of 8, like 4, 3. I don't give a shit, really. This movie. Only reason I watched it was hoping that it would be relevant. And, like, so I can say, like, I've seen them all and then I can still back
on the
whole
thing. Just to know where they go and then. The other district, I guess.
Yeah, because they go into District 13. I guess that would have been confusing.
I mean, that's kind of important. I guess so.
Yeah, we should have told Alex.
I didn't realize that's what happened because all I remember is the second half of it where I'm like, this was useless.
Yeah, where
it's there,
all
like, it was kind of
make propaganda, and I found out Natalie Dormer is not as badass as I thought she would be because she's just a director. Like,
yeah, they didn't. Yeah, they really failed at using their Game of Thrones people.
Yeah, and Avox. I thought that guy, Foggy Nelson, was like the Avox.
That
and,
was cool.
He has his tongue cut out.
I really liked his character.
Yeah. What else happens? You find Julianne Moore's character, and she's like a bitch. And then you see, what's his name? And they sober up Woody Harrelson, Hamish, and Effie is all ugly because she doesn't want to wear makeup or something in the District 13, or she doesn't have access to it. And then Hamish is like, hey, I like you like this. And she's like, I like you sober. So then you kind of see that play out in the second movie.
It's very subtle.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Like, there's a lot of stuff going in on the background.
Yeah,
like,
and I'm like,
subtle?
Focus on that. That's way better.
Yeah,
like,
give me some scenes of that. And
that's
like,
way better dynamic.
We're
going like,
to give some
Katniss and PETA and
you don't give me
Guile or whatever the guy's
name.
They
give
me
like so many scenes on that. It's like just give me a couple.
We're talking
take a couple of those out. Guile.
Liam.
Liam.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you're so confused by that.
No, I wasn't. I was making a joke.
Oh.
I was like, oh, Liam Neeson's going to come out. She like didn't know his name.
Yeah, I just kept calling him Liam. That's his name, Liam Hemsworth.
In real life, man. Can't mix real life with the movies.
Jennifer Lawrence, Liam Hemsworth, and fucking PETA. He has no significance in my life. Oh, did you hear Jennifer Lawrence is related to an Avenger in real life?
Wait.
Can you guess which one?
Anthony Mackie.
No.
Jennifer Lawrence.
That's...
Are you saying Toby Maguire.
Is he an Avenger?
I'm saying Spider-Man's an Avenger.
But he's not an Avenger.
Spider-Man is.
Not Toby Maguire, though.
I know, but I thought you were being weird about it.
No.
And I could be...
It's one of the main ones.
Wolverine,
yeah, one of the
is
main
he ever
ones.
An Avenger?
No. Well, yes, but...
He's oh, like in the continuity?
Chris
in the movie.
Hemsworth.
No.
That did it.
Because that would make her... I wouldn't say that she's related to an Avenger. I'd say she's related to Liam Hemsworth.
It's like, that'd be really weird. That would make Hunger Games be very strange. It's like, you know they're actually related?
Iron Man.
No. Jeremy Renner. They're fifth cousins once removed. They have the same great-grandfather.
Oh, that's why they're both good at bow and arrows.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense.
They both grew up, or they're both from Kentucky. So they're probably more than just fifth cousins. They probably have something else too. You know, my drift. But yeah, they're looking for a connection between her and PETA's actor.
And they found that.
And they found that.
Wow.
Ew.
Did they think they were?
Because they're from like, no, they just found out they're from like this dude named Teague who was like a farmer. So yeah. Yeah. So what, Mark and Jay, 3 out of 8. No action. Except when she shoots down that plane.
That was cool.
That was cool. Yeah. But then she also destroyed the hospital.
No, they destroyed the hospital before she shot down the plane.
Oh, I thought she shot down the plane and then it crashed into the hospital. No,
that would be a lie.
They kept bombing the hospital and it came around for like last pass and they shot it down, I think.
LastPass. That's my good time. I'm going to endorse LastPass if you need security, password security.
LastPass.
Yeah. So, yeah. A really forgettable movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Clearly. I just saw it yesterday and I forgot a lot about it.
I forgot about the first half of it.
That's literally all I remember.
First half.
I just remember being so...
She gets the cat.
Like, because at the end of Catching Fire, I was like, oh, what happens? And then, yeah.
Was the water where PETA's like... Oh, no. That was in the second movie. Or that was in the first part. Where, like, they're, like, trading propaganda. And he's like, they're coming to get you, Candace.
That was cool.
They're going to get you.
I did like
and then,
that.
That was cool.
There were like, good they got parts like about 40 that movie. Seconds. I think there were so many slow parts I forget about them.
Yeah.
They built up the whole...
Like, I don't know why they extended this over 2 movies.
For money.
They could have easily... Well, yeah, besides... Yeah. Yeah. Like, they... That's the only excuse they have. They can't say, like, oh, well, we had so much content.
Yeah, they did not have enough story,
no, they didn't.
Really.
Shorten that weird hug. Okay, let's move on to part two. There's a weird hug in that movie that goes on way too long between Katniss and Primrose.
Well, that's the point. It's foreshadowing.
Yeah, it's foreshadowing that she's going to die.
Yeah.
And that's why that's their one emotional connection is that one hug.
Because, yeah, that's the whole... Otherwise, in that movie, you're like, we got to remind you, like...
Of her.
Because that
otherwise,
one of
otherwise, you barely...
She doesn't exist in that movie.
Only in part one, you get her character, and then the only scene you get in part two is that hug. And then she just shows up at the end because you never see her character.
Oh, I forgot the cat thing happens in the first movie as well.
Yeah.
When she goes back for the cat and then...
They made a lot of references to the other movies.
Yeah.
Where they actually referenced the second games and the first games.
Or the 74th and 75th.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're first and second. Yeah. They're in all the games, I guess.
So, yeah. Second movie. What do you guys think? First half. Fucking great movie. Second half of the second movie. Okay. So third quarter.
I think you're generous saying half. I think it's like last fourth or last fifth of the movie.
Last fifth of the movie.
Because I think if
wait,
you go
last
half,
fifth over the whole two movies?
No, over the one movie.
Okay.
Because you're saying like an hour of that movie wasn't slow.
No,
like
no.
They actually just stopped like 20 minutes right ago, 30 minutes.
That's the thing. Yeah. I kind of got lost in time there. So yeah. I'm going to say
I think
up
the slow
until...
part really slowed down for you, and you really thought that was half the movie.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't. That was
because I was really tempted to look at my watch, but like earlier in the movie, I got a notification on my watch, and it lit up my face.
Jeez.
And I was like, I don't want to be that asshole.
The people behind you.
So I was like, I'm not going to look at my watch anymore. So maybe that's you're probably right.
There needs to be like a theater. Is there? There's got to be a theater mode or something.
I just put Do Not Disturb on.
Mm.
I don't know how to change the brightness on my watch, but anyway,
problems.
Yeah, I don't know how to change the brightness on my Apple Watch, so when I'm in the movie theater, it's really distracting people. But yeah, maybe it wasn't. It's as soon as they capture the Capitol.
Yeah,
the movie really slows down.
But I really think that's only 20 minutes.
That's the resolution of the entire thing.
Or 15 minutes.
It wasn't that. Yeah, it was like 10. It was like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. 15 minutes sounds right.
But then I got frustrated with the stupidity when they left the Tigress's place. And they're like, oh, okay, we're walking in the crowd. Oh, no, peacekeepers. Yeah. Let's turn around and show our faces to everyone.
They really
and
had a really
like,
bad
oh,
plan.
Oh, another peacekeeper.
Their whole plan that, was bad plan from the beginning.
When they split up from PETA, and then I was like, what are you, like, why? Like,
I never understood that. Yeah, why didn't like, they all go?
Because they, I don't know.
Like, the chances were one of them will get through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like...
But it had to be It had to be Katniss for some reason.
I know.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have to be the one to kill. She was very greedy in this movie, too.
Yeah.
She's like, I have to do it.
Everything that happens to her, she deserves. I will say that very safely. She deserves being firebombed. She deserves witnessing the death
Well, the truth is, she started it when
I'm not going to. Should we? Wait, are we spoiling this movie?
Spoil it.
I guess we already have.
Yeah, we're going to spoil this movie. Fuck it.
It's kind of gone halfway through it.
Well, I was just saying, like, in the first Hunger Games, she really shows them up. Like, that's what started this all. It was like they said that we're both going to kill each other.
Yeah.
And that's what started everything. But, like, it's really the game maker's fault because he's like, you both can survive. Like, they never should have done that rule change. It really screwed everything up.
That was the one that fucked everything up.
Yeah. Because if he didn't do that rule change, they would have said, oh, we have got to kill each other. I don't know if it would have ended the same way.
It wouldn't have. Like, they wouldn't have a shitty love triangle. Which is really my gripe with the whole franchise. That love triangle. Is there anyone out there who's like, this is my life? Because if that's anyone's life, like, there's something wrong with you. Honestly, like, this love triangle.
But that's like a thing in like those teen movies. Like it's in Twilight. Like I don't get it. But
I don't.
Just let it go. Let it go, Drew.
No,
yeah,
like,
just let it go. A lot of those people like that for some reason.
No, wait. In the Hunger Games, hated it.
I don't know, dude.
That's the biggest gripe.
Did you see people in the theaters like listen to them react to stuff?
There's like that was like 10 people maybe.
Okay, the extra money they're getting is those people. They don't care because
that's like this weird thing where I'm like, hey, Michael, I'm your best friend. And then I look away from you and I'm like, Usher, I'm your best friend.
It's weird. He always does it right in front of his face.
And then Michael and I, like, Jupe kisses me. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And Michael's like, wait, Jupe doesn't kiss me.
Wait a second. I saw the way.
And then you're like, Drew, why do you kiss Usher like that? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm stupid Katniss.
Suffocating.
It's like...
Yeah, it is really intolerable because she shoves it right in his face and he's like... Like, because by the time... See, in the first two movies, it kind of makes sense because it was an act, those whole two movies. It was supposed to be. But then it isn't.
And also, in the first movie, like, she's away from Gale when she, like, does stuff with PETA.
Yeah.
And she's away from PETA when she does stuff with Gale.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're like, okay, well, that's kind of weird because, like, you just saw Gale and now you're with PETA, but, like, okay, I'll take it. But then in this movie, it's like, they're in the same room.
He's standing right next
to you. And one of them just tried to kill you.
Well, I don't understand. They do.
And then he's like, no, I'm okay. And then he's like, you should keep me tied up. Like, you should honestly just kill me. And then he betrays her again and, like, puts a rifle butt in her face. And then she's like, you know what? You're the winner. Gale is an asshole. He thinks the war is actually what it is. And I have an unbelievable expectation.
He's a realist. And I'm an idealist. It's not going to work.
Unbelievable.
Hey, at the end, do they just are they living there alone? Like, no one ever...
In District 13.
That's what I'm wondering.
It seemed like they just lived there alone because I never saw anybody
else. Yeah.
I don't know. But it was a pretty dark ending. So
it was a pretty dumb ending. Yeah, dark for, like, the Dark Ages when everyone was dumb as shit.
Well, how else is going to end?
Yeah,
arrow through Coin's head. What's Coin?
That's what happened.
Coin, yeah.
And then black, fade to black. You see her draped over blood.
That's the same conclusion.
That's
I understand.
That's giving it a happy ending. This did not give it a happy ending.
What do you mean? This gave it a very happy ending.
No, she was telling that baby that she has nightmares most of her life. And
I have PTSD.
I have PTSD, and this is how I deal with it. I'm going to tell you how I deal with it.
She says, now I'm happy. I don't have to play those games anymore.
But still, she has those nightmares.
And she's happy knowing that her kids aren't going to have to play those games anymore. You don't see any tombstones for Primrose, or you don't see a baby named Gale. You don't see any black people from District 3 whatever.
They died already.
Yeah, they're all dead because there's a giant race war that erupted on all the other districts. Like, what are the chances that one of these districts is different than us? Let's just murder them. They're like coal miners. They're like, you know what's funny about the coal mining district? They're black on the outside and on the inside. That's what they say. That's the joke in Pan Am.
Wasn't District 12 the coal mining district?
No, District 12.
They mine.
They mine as well.
They were the coal.
They mine. They were.
Then why were all the black people?
They were like the they picked. They're the agriculture.
Yeah, they're the agriculture. They picked the cotton, you know? Yeah. Come on.
Oh, sure. What's her name? Rue?
Rue.
How do you spell it?
They got the fruit from the trees.
RUE, Hunger Games, is from District 11. I'm going to call Usher a racist. I can't wait. That's so excited. Oh, yeah, you're right. She's actually agriculture.
Boom.
Woo. That is crazy.
You were right.
And it's one of the poorer of the 13 districts. Their industry is agriculture, orchards, fields of wheat, and cotton surround the district.
See, there is cotton.
Not racist.
Well, they're not. It's not a black district in the book, right?
No, it's not.
So the movies are racist. That's what I'm
getting. No. Its inhabitants are described as having dark brown skin.
Oh. Yeah. But wait, how did they describe Rue in the book? Because that's all
I hear. She had olive brown skin in the books.
But in the movies, they were clearly black.
Oh. Okay.
Like, she should have been Mexican.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying, Usher. Or, like, Italian.
No, I don't. I'm not saying.
Like, dark Italian.
Well,
I don't think it matters, really.
No, but I hear racist people. This was a big gripe on the internet.
The internet is so...
But there's a lot of gripes on
but
the internet.
Wait, isn't the head of District 3 black?
Yeah, that person's black.
There you go. Fucking Obama. Obamification of the Hunger Games.
Anyways, so yeah.
And what's that? What about that dude, the head of their security who died? Yeah. His legs blown off?
Oh.
What was...
Bubba!
was he a member of the Capitol, or what was he...
I think he was District 13.
He was the head of District 13. He was 13? District 13 was the military.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, what were you going to say, Usher?
I was just going to say I like Mockingjay Part 2.
Me too.
A lot.
I think it's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Out of all of them.
I like Catching Fire. The Hunger Games and Catching Fire were really cool. But I thought the Hunger Games, quote unquote, in this movie, which was like them going through the city, was awesome.
Yeah. I love the mutts. Zombies.
The mutts.
I did not expect it. He did freak out.
I was like, holy shit. And I was like, I flinched a little bit. He straight up jumped.
Oh, yeah. He jumped.
Who?
Alex.
When the mutt jumped out. No, I jumped too. I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, I was pretty freaked out.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. I was like,
but he really jumped. I had to move out of the flinched, way. But he was like, whoa.
Yeah. Like,
it was like that whole underground scene. It happened a couple times. There was another thing that happened in that scene. And
yeah.
I keep going, whoa.
And it was when the machine guns came out.
Oh yeah, that's another one. I flinched on that too, actually.
I was like surprised because near the end of the movie, there's like a parent taking their kid out of the movie, and the kid was like sounded so young.
I'd be scared if I was a kid, this is like a pretty
inappropriate movie to take like that young of a kid to. Like,
yeah, but I wouldn't expect it if you saw. I understand they're killing kids and stuff, but nothing's been like as crazy as this movie. Like, there were a lot of, like...
Yeah, because we haven't seen those mutts before. I looked it up like crazy.
Yeah.
And there wasn't any CGI Philip Seymour Hoffman in this movie. I looked that up, too.
Really?
Yeah. He only had two scenes left in each movie. Like, one scene in each movie.
And they just didn't put
him in. And they changed it.
So it's probably the scene where he wrote the letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something in the first one. I don't know.
So they filmed a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, they probably just were editing it and building hype for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they filmed them both at the same time.
Yeah, it's back-to-back filming. Mm-hmm. And, like, they forget. I think they were doing press for the first movie, and they forgot what was in the second. I don't know when was what.
Yeah, because it wasn't even back-to-back. It was, like, at the... Literally, like,
yeah, I don't
mixed.
Know. They like, may, the same like, yeah, they may have, like, filmed a scene later they already filmed.
Yeah, because they said they missed one scene from the first movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely like this one better than the last one, part one. It was just, like...
Oh, yeah, that's...
Some of the problems I had. I thought the tar scene thing was really cool. I thought,
yeah, what did that do? It like put you in a web.
This dude,
that
like, was I don't know, he like
crazy.
Got,
that just was like crazy. Grabs you,
drawn
like,
and quartered. That was some crazy.
Brutal way. Those games are awesome.
And there's like mines and.
I want to see more Hunger Games.
I want to see more pods. I just want to see more just people going through pods.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
I mean, I'm like, sure they don't have more.
There was no Hunger Games in part one. That's the problem.
Yeah.
There's Hunger Games in all the other ones, but no real Hunger Games in...
They're like, how's she going to do propaganda? Well, what do these things have in common? Unscripted. Perfect. Let's make her into a reality TV soap star. That's my impression of Julianne Moore.
I know, they should have done more... Well, I know they don't do it in the book because it's first person. But I mean, in like the first one, they cut away to like... Reaction. I think they should have got more capital reactions, even though they didn't do that in the book. But like why I like that in the first one where they had a little bit of reaction.
They showed the game makers doing the game.
I kind of like that because I want to see what the capital thinks of this resistance and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
they didn't really show that.
They just
at
had
all.
Snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you saw Snow's reaction.
Yeah, I kind of want to see the capital. Like, some people are like, I still like Katniss.
They should have done that in the first movie. Because there was that Mockingjay.
Well, they did a little
spray
bit.
Spray paint in the Capitol when they're walking in. Yeah. And I was like, I want to see the person who made that. Mm-hmm. What happens to that guy?
I want to see the Capitol's reaction. Who is actually for Katniss?
Yeah. Because, like, I think they're so, like, brainwashed and misinformed or, like, whatever. They like, they don't really know what's going on in the district.
Honestly, Stanley Tucci.
Reality.
Talk more. Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't in this one a lot.
He was in it twice.
A couple of scenes.
I was surprised at how many people have those little projection TV things, like, everywhere. Like, they're in the basement.
Yeah. They're, like, mandatory viewing.
Their cell reception is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they got their technology down on point. Place to live. Yes. I know. It's like, that's what they're saying. They're, like, in that bunker, and they're like, well, if you live like this, of course, like, you can't blame these guys for, like, they live so comfortably. Yeah. They don't know what's going on.
So he's eating chocolate or whatever.
Yeah, he's, like, eating the food. If I ate like this every day, I wouldn't care about
what's
going on.
I wish they mentioned that, like, puking thing. More
than from the second
because it's in the first movie. Was it in the second movie where they're at the Capitol and like they eat a bunch and then they puke it all up just so they can eat
try
again.
More. Yeah.
And I was like,
that's dope.
I was like, yeah, that's awesome. That's my kind of living, dude. Let's go to a vomitorium. But I was confused by the tiger lady.
Me too,
because there is no one else like her that looks like that in the Capitol.
Just one of Coin's games or Snow's games. Yeah.
And what do you mean?
He just, like, fucks, like, tearing out people's tongues and, like, mutilating people.
Oh, you think he made her look like a tiger?
Yeah.
I think she intentionally chose to do that.
I don't think so.
Oh. I found out they're called
mutations. Mutations. That's the mutts come from mutated. They're, like, mutated human beings and animals. Yeah. They're, like, hybrids.
They weren't in the first movie?
No, they're different.
I never saw them.
They're, like, wolf people in the first movie.
Yeah. Like, at the end scene?
No, when they're running through the forest.
In the Hunger Games, like, when someone dies, they turn into a mutt or something like that.
Yeah. What?
They take their eyes and put them into the wolf or whatever.
You gotta show me this scene, because I do not believe it exists.
Well, they didn't explain how they did it. They just had... Because they're on top of the cornucopia or whatever, and there was, like, a bunch of wolves. Like, that's how Thresh died in the first one, or, like, one of the careers. They pushed him off the cornucopia, and he got eaten alive. Michael's looking it up on YouTube right now.
I want to see this.
Am I making this all up in my head?
I don't know. But then also, I didn't remember that the bald girl was in,
like,
the second movie.
The wolves?
Yeah, they're like the wolf mutts.
They're
wolves, though. Those are
Are people mutated. They're like hybrids.
Oh.
The Capitol makes.
So in the books, what they were was when one of the Hunger Games competitors died, they took their body and merged it into...
Like a wolf. Because they can walk on their hind legs.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a throwaway line that I don't think they explicitly like.
Oh, I did a lot of research on this today. Like, I was like so confused. Yeah,
but they're so different in the latest movie.
They're like zombies.
Yeah. They're like fast.
They're like zombie, like xenomorphs almost.
Yeah.
Like without the long head.
28 days later, zombies.
Yeah, they're pretty freaky.
Because
they
don't have eyes though. And they talk apparently. That was the creepiest thing. Because they're like, God. And I'm like, what is going on? It sounds like a Death Eater or something. What's the word am I looking for?
Dementor.
Dementor, yes. And
it's like a Dementor. If they took off their cloaks, they probably look like that.
Yeah, probably. Don't we see a Dementor in Harry Potter, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they always have the cloak on. You see their face, kind of.
Sucking the soul out.
Yeah. But you never see their whole body, I don't think.
Probably look like that. More smoky.
No, and when they're whispering Katniss in the underground, I thought it was going to be the fog. Do you remember the fog?
Yeah, that was. And then they'd all like mix their skin all bubbly and shit. And it was crazy.
Yeah, that.
And they have to like rub leaves on them or something, right? Or was it water?
Wait, so were those wolf dudes in Catching Fire? They weren't catching. It was just chimps, right?
It was the chimps.
Okay. Chimps. Or monkeys. Or I don't know what they were. Yeah. Apes? Baboons?
Baboons. Because I think Anna was in the theater with us, and she has a thing about monkeys that she doesn't like, and she's like, this is horrifying. Like, this is the worst movie to go see. Ozzy, besides Planet of the Apes, yes. Like, so what do you guys rate this movie? Completely. You have to rate the whole movie. That's the thing.
Part one and part two?
No. Oh, yeah. I'm saying you have to rate the whole movie, including the ending. Like,
Because,
like, the whole... I think I go
6.5.
Okay.
That's where I go. 5.5.
I was probably going to go with 5.
5.5.
It was like that one part I thought was so cool.
I really do. I don't care.
I was
about
confused
that.
About the
you
weapons though, because they're weaponry.
Hung up on PETA and what. I don't care about that stuff. I just throw it away.
It's like fuck it.
It doesn't ruin a movie for me.
that was the source material. What can you do about it?
Yeah, yeah. Suzanne Collins.
Yeah.
Should have.
Like, I'd be more pissed if, like, that they're like, oh, it sucked in the book. Don't do it.
They
like,
did not use that as a driving force for any plot.
Yeah, they never. Yeah.
Like, it wasn't.
That was never motivation for anything, really. Yeah. That really, they're like, we have to do this. But they did too much of it. They could have toned it down.
They could have not had a scene where, like, oh, but that's not how she kisses me. That's about it. If they like, cut that out, I would have been okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like so much of that. So weird. But.
And then also the whole thing where he's like, you love me. Real or not real. That really. I think that was the.
Well, that was
the. That was the whatever that broke the camel's back. Like the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
That was a lot bigger deal in the book because you get first person view of Katniss and she doesn't know how she feels about either of these characters at all.
Yeah, even if he didn't get his mind wiped, he still wouldn't know if that was real or not real.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a legit question.
It's a legit. It's like, wait, I still don't know. Are you playing the games? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
But yeah, that was
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie.
Was the train scene in this movie or in the first movie?
What train?
Were they on the train and then
the train comes up and she gets a gun drawn on him. Yeah.
She's what?
She gets a gun drawn on her.
She's like, that guy's not going to kill me. He's hurt.
Oh no, that was in the second movie.
Second movie when they're doing the rounds.
Yeah. See, I didn't remember that the bald-headed girl was in the second Hunger Games.
Joanna Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's catching fire. She's the one that gets naked in the elevator.
Yeah,
that was cool.
I like that scene. I turned to Alex and I was like, I didn't know Eminem was in this movie. Because she was bald. She's like wearing a gray hoodie.
She was captured in the first part one?
She was with PETA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they shared cells. They shared a cell wall. So we got very comfortable knowing each other's screams, she says.
But they didn't warp her mind.
Oh, shit. They're like furiously masturbating next to each other.
Wait, what were they doing?
The Capitol's crazy, man.
Ah, you're torturing me.
She's like, oh, yes. I love it. And then I thought the marriage scene was strange. The violin, was it?
Yeah.
Because I was like, wait a second.
I
was like, so it's set like in this weird futuristic world, but like violins and like modern handguns still exist. Like all the other weapons look really futuristic and stuff. Yet like Jennifer Lawrence's character, how long ago was District 13 destroyed?
That's what I was asking 76. Yesterday, but apparently they've been sitting there for 75 years. Yeah. It sounds crazy to me.
So, like, if I stockpiled a bunch of guns now and then got destroyed, and then 75 years later, I had those guns.
You would get destroyed because technology would have advanced.
I know. So why aren't they screwed? Are they, robbing
they people? Yeah, because that's what, in the first one, that's what they, part one, right? They stole weapons or something? Or no? I don't know.
But the,
You read the books. That's why I don't read books. I'm sure it messes with your mind. You have
yeah, some things happen in
real or not real.
Book.
You're like book or movie.
Book or movie. Yeah.
But yeah, it must. That I can only imagine that wedding was like a District 13 tradition because I don't think like
Because I was like, this is very like modern day. She's like, I do. He's like, I take you as my wife.
District 2 because it's Finnick and.
Oh, they did their specific ceremony, so they had violins in District 2 and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was District 2 actually? What are they known for? Like artisans or something?
Water, right? They're like the sea, ocean.
I thought that was fish. District 5 because they just blew all the stuff up.
Wait, I don't get what like District 1 and 2. They train for the Hunger Games though.
District 1, they
all have to train for the Hunger Games.
They like
not all of them. Not 12. 12 doesn't train.
Yeah, they don't have the resources.
Masonry.
Yeah,
you're wrong. Masonry.
Wait, that's the one Finnick's from. Really?
No,
I think he's from 4.
Brutus, Lime, and Nobaria.
I think he's from 4.
Are from 2. Because
they put up on the screen when they all die, they're like, this guy's from the
capital. Which is very much from Battle Royale.
District 4 was Finnick, and
yeah, 4.
They are known for fishing.
Fishing, yeah. That's why he has a trident, so.
Oh, that's what that's called. Like that. His weapon was cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Way better. I was like, everyone has like awesome machine guns and stuff,
and she's walking around like she's Robin Hood. And
like, Gail has like use a gun.
Gail has like the cool like crossbow like
but
machine
she's
gun.
She's got exploding. She's got like more. Hawkeye,
so does Gail though.
Hawkeye arrows.
Gail should have had them. I don't know if
he did because he used them in one scene. I think it was when the Mutts were attacking. He used it.
Wait, why'd she blow?
Oh yeah, because he had the thing, and you see like the fire start, and then
when she blew up like the Mutts, why did she blow up like the tracker thing? Of like,
yeah, I was like, that's
all the pods. Like, you probably have a bomb, a grenade on you or something that'll be just as effective.
Probably,
but you're supposed to do that when you get captured. I thought.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought she was gonna kill Coin with that thing,
but
That was my theory.
I guess she could have been like, oh, well, the pot, it's useless now because they know we're here. But still, I don't think so. I don't think it's useless.
She probably still, like, I was like, that's really lucky. They got really lucky leaving the sewer getting to the tigresses.
Yeah. They could have ran into a pod because they seem like they're everywhere, yet they didn't run into one for some reason.
Explain that, Mr. Book Reader.
And yet, and I don't understand because they're so close to the Capitol. Aren't civilians running into these pods all the time?
No, because I think there's a lockdown.
Out. Yeah, they moved the civilians in and then they put the pods out.
Okay. So once the pods they got out of that sewer, they were fine. There were no pods around them at all.
Right? Allegedly.
Or active pods.
Yeah.
All right. I'll accept it.
And they really jump to conclusions. The Capitol really jumps to conclusions. They're like, she's dead.
Yeah.
And then they're really doubtful about her being dead at one point, and then they were like, oh, not she's dead.
Yeah,
the first time,
they literally saw her get shot, and they're like, she's not dead.
They didn't promote it as a martyr.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, but they thought she was for sure dead before they promoted her as a martyr, though.
No, that's that one guy. That one military person.
No, I know. The first time she actually got shot, but when that building blew up, they all believed it even before the broadcast got interrupted. Yeah. Even before it got interrupted.
They only see two guns firing from this building.
Exactly.
You see like eight people walk in, only see two guns firing. And
what
like,
happened to the rest of the video where they're walking away?
They see one dude strung
the oil,
up.
The oil apparently eroded, covered all the cameras.
They did
like,
say that.
But they don't have cameras above level two? Like, come on.
I know, because that one shot they had of PETA, it was definitely higher up than they were. So that camera should have still worked.
And I think they showed...
And that oil eroded really quickly.
Yeah, that's another problem I have, which they had in the part one, too, is I hate it when movies show footage that we saw. Like, it's not from, like, a reasonable angle.
From the same angle.
It's from, like, our angle. So they do that when you see Katniss blow up the plane.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was... You see, that was from our angle. And then in this one, you see it from our angle again when PETA attacks Katniss.
When Katniss blew up the plane...
In part one.
They didn't have the camera dude.
They had the camera dude, but you saw it from our angle. Unless we were watching it from the camera angles, dude.
But I don't think he was even with them. I think it was just PETA... Or not Gale. Or Gale and her.
And Katniss.
Katniss, yeah.
Yeah, and then the second time,
That's like I noticed that too, and I like don't like it.
It's like what? No,
like how lazy can you be? Like, come on,
yeah.
Well, not lazy, but like just set up like a shitty camera somewhere. Set up a GoPro, and then
exactly because we want to see footage that would actually be the footage. They wouldn't get this footage. It wouldn't be at that angle.
I bet you could do a whole podcast episode about like
discussion for next week.
Yeah, which movie pisses you off the most?
Because of this one thing.
Which movie do you boo in a theater when everyone else is cheering? And then start applauding when you think the main character is dead.
Yeah, I thought people were going to be really mad at you.
That was so funny.
I was like...
So Juve started clapping when... Spoiler alert.
When Katniss gets firebombed. Because I thought she was dead. I thought it was great irony that the girl on fire was burning alive.
I thought Katniss died.
I thought she died. And I was glad Primrose was dead. Oh, I was like, great. This is great.
I thought you were Primrose. You're like, I'm so glad Primrose is dead. I hated her.
No, she was useful. She was providing medical assistance. It was a shame.
And
Katniss was just messing around.
She wasn't inside a rebellion at all.
I could easily see how you could have missed Prim dying, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, literally, they show her face for, like, a second, and then it explodes. And you're like, hey, what just
you
might happened?
Have been like, who is that person?
You're like, oh, it was a flashback.
And they
grenade.
Don't really explain that she died, like, immediately after that, either.
No.
Yeah. They kind of, like, casually mention it. But, like...
The bakery.
I thought that was
the
also...
The bakery got more time than Primrose.
I thought that was also very lazy, how she was like, rebellion's done. She wakes up, rebellion's done. We captured them. It was really easy.
I know. I was confused by that.
Apparently, killing children, not kids killing kids, is one way to end a rebellion. Like,
I guess so. Kill
like,
the capital
who would have thought?
The capital system promotes killing kids.
Yeah, the peacekeeper
turned when kids were killed.
Okay, so, I kind of want to see that part. I kind of want to see all the peacekeepers. Like, I understand from... See, that's the thing. With the first movie, it kind of did things away from the book where they pivoted from her perspective. This movie, they seem like we're on her perspective. Like, the whole time, pretty much. Because they could have shown that peacekeeper scene or something. Because the peacekeepers, they seem like assholes the whole time. We never got a humanity side to anybody.
No, that's the thing. In that Capitol. Scene, you see a peacekeeper with his helmet off. And I was
you
like,
do the, see that.
He's a human just like us.
I guess that's true.
As soon I was like, he's not a stormtrooper.
As soon as they bombed the first time, it was like, oh. They're good now. Because they're all running. We all got a common goal kind of thing.
I was expecting the Capitol, as once the kids were inside, they just mow down all the adults.
That's what I thought was going to happen.
That's what I
thought. And then they're going to train all the kids to, like, go against the rebels.
Yeah.
But there wouldn't have been enough time. Because then the rebels wouldn't be able to kill the kids. If there was a new movie, that's what it would have happened.
Could you imagine? You'd be like, Katniss is like, not again. I have to kill kids again?
Yeah. Like, they, all the kids are fighting. Oh, that'd be a good fifth movie.
Yeah, Suzanne Collins, take some notes.
Rewrite.
Revise this book. Because who would have thought in a movie, which is known as The New Lord of the Flies, based on a Japanese book that had, was it 20-something kids kill each other on an island? Not much kids killing kids. Only, you know who's killing kids? Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
You know who else is killing kids?
Gale.
A lot more adults killing kids than kids killing kids in the whole franchise.
Yeah. When does Gale kill a kid?
Gale, it was Gale's idea to use those bombs.
They're like, were you part of this? Oh, yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that
yeah.
means you were.
That you were.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that either.
Yeah, that's why she was like, that's the one. That's how she made her decision.
That's how she made her decision.
That's how she makes her decision?
Yes. Literally, she's like, she that's wouldn't have known up until
that. Well, that was
the
straw that broke her camel's back. I had one of those. She had one of those. I assume no one else in the theater had one of those because everyone was cheering and shit. And I was like, this was miserable. I was like, I'm so glad we didn't pay the extra $7 for this movie to go in the VIP area, which is a thing now, apparently.
I know. I saw that. I was like, yeah, what is this?
That was weird.
I was like, it's like, I understand at concerts, but at movie theaters?
I think they're trying to like divide us like the districts.
Like the districts,
they're
like,
you're
like,
VIP,
this is the
1%. You're the capital. Yeah. We're going to have to rebel.
That's like the most manageable 1%. You're like, I only have to pay $7 more? Okay. $7 on like a $12 ticket or something? Yeah, sure. Wait, so did we... Oh, yeah, we all rated them. Okay, let's move on.
All right. I saw American Ultra.
Yeah.
Which is with Jesse Eisenberg, and Kristen Stewart, and a bunch of random
Topher Grace.
Yeah, Topher Grace. Like a bunch of... All, I knew all the people. I can't... dude from Veep, who's like...
Tony Hale?
Yes, Tony Hale was in it.
Wait, the
from American...
Yes,
yeah, from,
I love
from
so
Arrested Development.
Yes, he was there. Connie Britton was there.
Wow.
Just like every single actor was in there. I was like, I know that guy. So basically, Jesse Eisenberg is a sleeper agent for the CIA, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
He's like a sleeper agent, but he doesn't know it, and he's just like a stoner. The movie starts with a stoner, and then it's revealed he's just like killing people. He's like, how am I doing this? It's like The Bourne Identity, basically.
With more drugs?
Yes.
Sweet.
So basically, that's basically the movie.
Yeah.
So I don't want to spoil anything. So yeah, he's basically a sleeper agent. And then he starts killing people, and then like people go after him, and he's killing people, and stuff happens. Yeah, it was interesting.
Kristen Stewart gets captured at some point in the movie, based on the trailer?
Yes. Yes, so he's like, I gotta rescue her and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he's like, but first I'm gonna take all these shrooms.
Yeah.
Does he take drugs while he's an agent? Or is it like two different
Well,
people?
he never knows. Well, he figures out he's an agent, but he never gets his like other personality. Like, he never gets his memories
like
back.
It's two different
It's like
people.
Bourne Identity.
Yeah.
It's like Bourne Identity, exactly. Yeah. He has amnesia the whole, like, he never gets his memory back or anything. Like, he's always doesn't know, but he has the skills, basically.
Nice. He has a certain set of skills.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, at one point in the movie, he's like...
He's like, I'm fucking
He goes back to his house and does drugs. He's like, I'm... Like, they're after me. Like, I can't do anything. I'm going to at least die when I'm high or something.
That's like Mace said. It's in that one song. He's like, Mace, are you, Puff Daddy says, Mace, are you ever going to stop smoking La La? Which is a term for reefer. And Mace is like... Puff, I'm a thug. I'm a die high. And now he's a reverend. So, just thought I'd... Every time someone talks about drugs, that's the line I think of. I'm like, what a weird line. Like, I'm a die high.
Apparently when you die, your body releases DMT.
It's yeah. Tripper. Just like when you dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's why I dream so much. I'm just like,
naturally,
me chasing that dragon.
DMT.
The DMT dragon meets Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's Charizard.
Puff
the magic Charizard. Okay.
All right.
Did you give it a
yeah, so, rating? I'd probably give it like a 4.
Interesting.
Because it was it wasn't great. Like it was
written by
very
Mark
basic.
Landis.
Yeah.
guy who helped
like,
write
Fantastic Four. The concept is really interesting, but then like the whole plot is like basic, I guess I would say.
Like pumpkin spice latte basic.
Yeah.
Like Uxher most of the time basic.
I love that shit, dude.
Yeah, so it was too. It was like it's just an okay movie. Like kind of forgettable, but like interesting concept.
Did you watch it on TV?
No. I saw it.
You paid to see it?
No.
Wait.
Uxher, stop
asking. I watched it on my laptop.
Yeah, you watched it on his laptop.
Gotcha.
Jesus Christ. It's like this guy's never been on a podcast before.
So yes, four. I gave it four.
I saw Spotlight.
Where did you watch this movie?
UTC, Irvine UTC Theater, the independent theater.
No, it's a Regal Theater.
Regal. Mm.
Did you use a Regal stub ticket thing?
No, I did not.
You should have.
I don't know where my Regal thing is. But yeah, so this movie is about the revelation of the Catholic sex abuse.
Documentary or?
No, it's not a documentary. Live action.
I think I saw, who's in this movie? I think I saw a trailer for it.
This is Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton.
Oh, I did see the trailer for this movie. Yes.
Who else is in it? I'm looking up.
Is there a movie with Tom Hardy that's out right now?
Rachel McAdams.
My coworker keeps talking about this movie. He's like, I need to see this movie. Tom Hardy's in it. And I
know there's that one in Russia where they're like...
Child 44?
Yeah, that's the one. But I think
Legend. There's a movie called Legend out, apparently. Comes out. It came out last week. I don't think we talked about it.
It must have been limited release.
Reggie Cray and his unstable twin brother Ronnie start to leave their... mark on London underworld in the 1960s, using violence to get what they want. The siblings orchestrate robberies and murders while running nightclubs and protection rackets. With the police, Leonard Nipper Reed on hot on their heels, the brothers continue their rapid rise to power and achieve tabloid notoriety. And it's Tom Hardy playing both roles of his brothers, the two brothers. Sorry, Uxher. Continue.
Cut me off there. All right. Actually, I did see a preview for that movie, and yeah, Tom Hardy
plays both of them.
Plays both of them. Yeah, it's like Tom Hardy. What, his name was there twice. I was like, what the hell?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
with Tom Hardy.
But yeah, so Spotlight actually was a really good movie. I had no idea that this revelation happened in the early 2000s. I always knew about it, like learning, like in school.
Wait, when?
And stuff. Like 2002 is when it was, like the Boston Globe Spotlight team released it, and it was like huge. But I didn't know, like, I don't know. I was pretty young when it happened.
Or did you black it out, Uxher? Is this where you're going to make that announcement that you've been meaning to make so long?
Luckily, I was not. Actually, at the very end of the movie, they put a list of all the cities where, because this happened in Boston, and it was huge in Boston, but it happened everywhere.
Very Catholic city.
Yes.
Yeah, so they were, like, hiding it out. And it was actually, like, Los Angeles, Orange County. Orange, California was, like, one of the cities where...
And Uxher's like, I went to a Catholic church.
Wait a second.
I'm like, no!
Yeah.
Before I was a Hindu.
But it was really, really good, actually. I liked it a lot. I went into the movie with no expectations.
Why did you see that? You're, like, Catholic.
I literally was like, oh, let's go see a movie today. And then, what's playing right now? And that movie was the... like playing.
Did they have the poster outside and you're like, oh shit, why is this like what's a poster for this movie look like?
Good question.
I don't think I've never seen a preview before or anything, but yeah, Mark Ruffalo was pretty good in it. Stanley Tucci was in it. He was good.
Is he like interviewing
PETA? Not less eccentric.
I want to see that guy get his comeuppance.
Just
they should have killed him in Hunger Games.
Oh, Liev Schreiber, John Slattery. Wow, there's a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's why I remember the trailer, because I was like, I know all these people.
Rachel McAdams.
Just like American Ultra.
I was like, why do I know? I know, it's weird to me when I know all the people, though.
Yeah, I'm like, what an ensemble film. Like,
I'm like, why are they all in this
movie? Oh, wait, yeah, I remember this, because I was like, this feels like a lot like Zodiac, because Mark Ruffalo had like a similar role in Zodiac, didn't he?
Yeah.
I never saw Zodiac.
Oh, that's a good movie. Yeah. That's a really good movie. Actually, I'm disappointed in you.
It's a long movie.
It's a long movie, but it's so good. That's the kind of movie that Channing Tatum will never be in.
But yeah, so I'd give this movie a 6.5 out of 8.
Okay.
And then I also saw Room, which was Brie Larson.
Oh, with the kid.
The kid, yeah. Jacob Tremblay.
Which I thought it was based on Ariel Castro, but it has nothing to do with Ariel Castro.
No, yeah. It's basically mother and son, and I thought it was a daughter.
Oh, me too. From the preview, I thought we were talking about it. I was like, "That's
so
a daughter."
So confused.
And then it wasn't.
I was that. I was like, "What? It's a son." It's a, I don't know. But yeah, it's mother and son stuck in a room. Really intense.
Not as light
time.
As Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. They really, the lightheartedness of being stuck in a room.
There was a few scenes that were like cute or whatever. Like the son did a good
job. The son's like, wait, which corner do we pee in today, Mom?
Good job, pick the right corner.
Yeah,
and then there's like the psychological distress that being stuck in a room causes. And
I saw a few pictures of how they filmed this movie, and it was amazing because like
they're literally in a room.
They're literally in a tiny room, but they like had this like false floor that they could like pick up the floor and then like stick a camera down in there and like get all these angles that you wouldn't be able to get and fit people.
That was one thing I was wondering while I was watching, because it was a tiny room. And how do they fit a camera crew in here?
Well, it's like it reminds me of that episode of Breaking Bad. Is near the end when he goes into the apartment with Bryan Cranston goes into the apartment with Anna Gunn, his wife. And
behind the wall.
Yeah, it's like behind the wall. But the way they did it is like apparently Vince Gilligan went to this real apartment and he's like, we want to film there. And they tried to film there and they couldn't. So they rebuilt the whole apartment and then had like walls that they could just take away. So like they'd just take away a wall and then they could film. Sorry, that was nothing. It was like
tangent number two.
Well, no, it works.
Yeah, no,
it does. Yeah, they're both in rooms.
Yeah.
Trying to remember the name of the guy. He was in Jurassic Park 3, Mr. Kirby. I don't know if you remember this actor's name. He was in this movie, but it was like really weird, and it was like,
B.D. Wong.
He was only in Jurassic Park World. And
Jurassic Park World.
Jurassic Park World. That's the next movie title. It's a Jurassic Park World out there.
I thought he was the only weak character in the entire movie. Otherwise, I thought it was really good. Really interesting. Give it a 5.5 pizzas out of 8.
No, 5.5 slices.
Whoa,
slices.
Full pizzas.
That's yeah, he's like, that's quality. Crazy. That's like
that's really good.
Like 44 out of 8.
44 out of
sometimes that's just that good.
56. 64.
No, yeah, 64. Good job. You can math.
You can math.
What is this one called? Just room.
Just room.
The room is Tommy Wiseau. Oh, based on a novel. Is it?
Oh, I don't
know. Old Nick.
Did not read the book.
Jack
for once.
Ma.
Ma.
Paul.
Ma Joy. That was her name.
Oh, sure. It might be that book. Wait, so how did she get in this room?
She was kidnapped.
How old?
It didn't say, actually. That was a good question. But
Did it show it?
I think it was... No, it didn't show her getting kidnapped.
Okay.
Oh, this kid looks familiar.
Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah, what's he from?
I don't know. I was so confused when I thought... So in the movie, she
has like long hair.
His name is Jack. And I thought that she was referring to him as a boy to protect him from...
like. His period that he might have or something.
Well, he was 5, but like from being raped by her.
Wait,
captor.
Did they come in there together, or is that her son from the captor?
No, it's her son from the captor.
Oh, that's what I
so there's like some Rapunzel stuff going on.
What? Yes, I guess.
Yeah, what happens? She gets raped
by
the prince, and then she's pregnant and she has a kid up in the tower.
I heard Rapunzel was very dark.
Or maybe not
never,
raped, but she.
I never heard that story.
She has sex and.
Probably
but then
rape.
The dude leaves.
I watched the movie Tangled.
That's
right. I assumed the old witch didn't rape her.
No, not the old witch.
Like I know. My Rapunzel knowledge is from
Eugene.
I assumed he didn't rape her in Tangled, the movie.
That's a good assumption to make.
Okay.
Seeing as it's a
Disney movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he is Chuck, so I assume he's not so bad.
Yeah, Zachary Levi.
Yeah, so I thought that they were... I thought she was lying, calling him her a boy... to protect.
Yeah, because he has like kind of long hair, right?
I think the captor would have to be the stupidest.
Well, and the like you can see like
yeah, because like boys don't get
text
like,
the
did,
shit.
Did you see this
him.
Movie after you saw Spotlight? Because you should
have
known that boys are not any safe as girls.
That's true. That's very true. But he wasn't a Catholic priest, so it was okay.
Because only so you're saying only Catholic priests fondle little boys.
That's what Spotlight leads me to believe. Yes.
I saw this thing on Reddit speaking of child molestation.
All right.
This person got a coin, like a quarter. Yeah. Did you see that a few weeks ago?
I saw that.
That's crazy. It was on WTF, I think, right?
Yeah.
Do you? Is that the subreddit?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. And it was a quarter, and on the front or back, it had this logo stamped on it, and it was like a heart within a heart. Or no, it was a triangle within a triangle, right?
There's a heart. There's a heart involved. I think it's a triangle and a heart, or a heart and a triangle, or some shit like that.
Which means it's like a man who likes little boys. Like what? They use.
They have
like,
a logo?
They have logos that are like supposed to be symbols to other child molesters.
Do you like little boys or little girls?
And yeah, it depends
like,
on if
the
heart's like,
inside the box, the box inside the heart, or some shit like that.
Yeah, or there's like a. I think it's a triangle within a triangle is like for women who like little girls, and then there's like a code, and they have like bracelets and shit.
It's really weird.
Okay. It's like the FBI like knows about it.
There's this whole crazy fucking ring.
So like Jared. Apparently, yeah, Jared, 15.6 years. Which I was like, that's a very specific amount of time.
Yeah, 0.6.
Anyways, sorry about that, Oakshom. Number three, I'm out.
I think I'm done.
Turn it off my mic.
I gave my pizza review, so.
What was it?
It's like 5.5 out of 8.
You're like a really harsh judge. Yeah, you know that?
He likes
Twilight. That's a good movie. I gave it a 6. I guess,
6 out of 8.
I think it's
you gave it a 6.5.
6.5.
If I recall.
I think it's going to be nominated for...
Best picture.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
6. I don't know. 5, I guess I haven't I haven't watched an 8.
81%.
Yes.
You give that movie a B? B minus?
It's hard to like get down to percentage.
I curve it. Okay, it's an A.
Well, yeah, I know you have to curve it because I see how little 8s or a little 7s and 8s you give.
I don't. Yeah, I guess I haven't seen an 8 out of an 8.
Well, it's hard because if you're saying like your favorite movie.
Like, did you see Dope?
I didn't see Dope.
Did you see Whiplash?
No, but I want to.
Did you see Me and Earl and the Dying Girl?
No.
Gosh.
Those are all my 8s. Those are the only movies I can remember that being 8s.
I don't think I've done an 8.
I would give... I haven't watched
Or maybe like 7.5 or 8.
I don't think I've done any 8s, actually, that I can remember.
I think my highest rank... I don't know. I really like The Social Network. I'll give it a 7.
Social Network's good.
Yeah. What did you give Steve Jobs last week?
I think I gave it a 6. 6.5, maybe.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think a 6 is my 8.
Yeah, apparently. Like, well, no, it can't be because he gave us 6.5 today.
So yeah. Waiting for the really great movie, like when the next Jaws comes out.
Yeah,
not like what literally the Jaws? Next Jaws. Not literally the next Jaws.
Like Jaws 19.
Like, something
you don't like Jaws?
I saw it a long time ago. It doesn't stick.
You're like me. The Exorcist is pure shit too.
E.T. What's E.T.?
I don't know.
E.T. Good. What's your favorite movie?
Yeah, like what's your favorite movie?
I don't have a favorite movie.
What's like a favorite movie?
Yeah, like
Social Network 7.
Oh yeah. What, man, you have no movie that's an 8, really?
There's no movie you like more than The Social Network?
Depending on what time of the day it is, I don't know.
Like, what would you rate Ferris Bueller, which is a movie you just saw for the first time, like, like, in your later years?
No, I saw Ferris Bueller.
Who was it that hasn't seen it
a long time
before?
Ago?
Right? We, like, hung out with someone, like, oh, I've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off before. So. Brian?
Maybe.
Alex. I can't say Alex.
I have no idea.
Okay, my favorite movie, Breakfast Club.
Okay, Breakfast Club. Is that an 8? You're like, no. Didn't develop the principle enough.
I thought they did a pretty good job on it. He like seemed kind of depressed.
You're like, I was kind of confused with the janitor situation.
Yeah, the janitor situation.
Is he a child molester or is he not? No, child molestation.
I'll give Breakfast Club an 8.
There we go.
Okay, that's fitting.
Okay.
Because that you should.
I will accept it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all the movies?
Moving on to TV.
No one else saw movies?
I think that's all I saw. I saw Magic and Jay Part 1, too, and I agree with everything.
Is that the first time you saw it?
No.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
We rewatched it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I actually didn't rewatch it. I should have, though, because I keep forgetting I should at least watch the first half.
I watched the first half of the first of Part 1.
I should have done that. I should have done that.
Yeah.
Because that, I forgot you do learn a lot in that.
Yeah.
TV, I guess?
Yeah.
All right, I watched all superhero TV.
Good.
Supergirl.
Which is on Mondays.
Yes.
DC actually approached us and was like, what day do you release your superhero podcast? I was like, could you not be bothered to listen?
Just listen and you'll know.
Just go to destinypizzas.com.
You put in enough effort to contact us, but you didn't put enough effort into just listen.
Yeah.
Or even just read the title.
Yeah, just read the little picture I put
exactly
that I slave over every week.
So, Supergirl, The villain was Livewire.
Not to be confused with LimeWire, who is the villain of the media.
Yes. So it was like this radio DJ, and then she gets struck by lightning through Supergirl and like gets electricity. Wait,
through
powered.
Supergirl?
Yeah, she's like trying to save her from a helicopter, and then Supergirl gets struck by lightning, and then they're like in contact.
Oh.
So she like gets powers, so.
And not like turned into char.
Yeah.
Like she should have been.
Yeah. So yeah, she kind of just fought with her, and it was Thanksgiving episode.
Because they weren't going to show the episode that there was. This is the episode they showed instead of the bomb episode.
Yeah. So are they going to show another? Yeah, because I'm assuming they would show it tomorrow because it would be. Which is weird because it's going to be out of order because there is a chronology of.
Yeah.
Somewhat, but.
That always messes me up because, like, I think. What was it? Invader Zim famously did that.
Yeah.
Where apparently the order that they released the TV show in, like, the creator didn't agree with, but the network wanted it. So when they released the DVDs, the creator got to choose the order, and he changed the order completely.
Oh, weird.
And they did the same thing. Seasons or, like, episodes?
Of episodes within the season. They did the same thing with another show. Oh, Happy Endings.
It's weird.
Like, the TV order is different than, like, the actual order.
Yeah. Interesting. So, yeah.
Was Invader Zim chronologically, like, did it follow a chronology?
I guess it did. It had to have. Mm.
Yeah, probably somewhat. Not like 100, like it's probably not 100%.
Yeah, and probably not as like crazy as something like Supergirl.
Yeah, yeah. Which is like stuff builds up to stuff. Yeah, so that's basically what it is, the villain. And then you find out like, we don't really find it out, but he's like her one friend like is like, oh yeah, my family doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving because my dad's in jail or whatever, and he's the toy man. Well, you don't find that out, but that's what it is.
AKA Stew Pickle.
Yeah, exactly. He just fixes toys and stuff and invents stuff. But yeah, so that was the episode she defeats Livewire. I don't know if she kills her or not. I don't remember.
This is the second villain from not the Phantom Zone, right?
Yeah. So I'm pretty glad they're not doing, like, straight up every episode a Phantom Zone villain.
Are they doing that in The Flash with, like, every villain? No, they're not doing that, right? Not all of the villains are Zoom villains?
A lot have been. Actually, a lot have been.
Okay. But Flash is doing
fine,
it. In my opinion, The Flash is
not
the best.
Not this recent one. Okay, so this, you probably like this. You haven't seen this?
I don't think. Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah, you would like back. This episode. Gorilla Grodd comes up. It's a Gorilla Grodd episode. It's awesome.
What was it called? I think it was called Gorilla Warfare or something like that, but it's spelled like G-O-R-R-I. Or G-O-R-I-L.
Yes. Yeah.
The wrong gorilla.
Yeah. So it was a Grodd episode.
It was the right gorilla, in my opinion.
It really put like a nicer face on Grodd. Grodd's just like, he kidnaps Caitlin's like, I just want more gorillas like me, basically. He's like, he doesn't want to be alone. Pretty much. So it's like humanizing Grodd. And like he's getting smarter and stuff. But the cool thing about this episode is, so they're like, oh, we got to help him out. The other Harrison Wells says, we can throw him through the portal in my world.
There's another Gorilla Grodd, but it's Gorilla Groddette.
No, there's a place where a bunch of gorillas were experimented on. He'll be fine there. Like all the portals in, for some reason, that opened in Central City opened up all over the planet on Earth, too, for some reason.
Oh, so he's going to go to some... They're, like, all going to come together in one...
Yeah, so we don't know really... Yeah, so they open up a portal that'll go to that place, and then teaser at the end, you see Gorilla Grodd walking, and it's Gorilla City, which is from the comics. There's a bunch of smart gorilla. Like, you don't see... You just see a statue of Gorilla and stuff, and you're like... Like, you think, oh, they're trying to stay within their Flash universe. They're like, okay, they made him from the Particle Accelerator, but they're not going to do Gorilla City. And then they do Gorilla City, which is so awesome that this show just says everything.
That, like, we want
in the comics. Like, I just want to see that. Now that they have Earth 2, they're like, we'll literally do anything because, oh, screw it. If it's too crazy, we'll just make it Earth 2. And then we're not screwing with our world because it's in Earth 2. Mm-hmm. So they're like, it's pretty cool.
So hopefully down the road... Awesome. We're going to see, like, the gorillas attack.
Yes. I love it. Yes. So they got, like, so many potentials with different Earths. And then S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, S.H.I.E.L.D., you basically find out that the group that was tracking down Inhumans is really controlled by Hydra. But the leader of the... that organization was not kept in the loop. So she was at, like, they turned on her, like, S.H.I.E.L.D. was, like, interrogating her, but she didn't know, she really thought they were trying to help him. She wasn't caught in the loop, but nice. Hydra's That's really controlling it.
So did you see that thing, the Ant-Man deleted scene?
Yes, with the ten rings.
The tattoo.
Yeah, so, yeah, they were,
that
like,
was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like, yeah. When, what's his name, is selling, like, the perks of the name, or the pin particle.
Yeah.
There's, like, one of the buyers, like, says something, and if you see his neck, he has a 10 rings tattoo mm-hmm. on his neck.
Yeah.
Which means a 10 rings.
I like that. They're still keeping that alive, even though, like,
even that's though it's in the deleted scene.
Even though it's in the deleted scene, and in the, but they had the idea of yeah. it. Like, it's in the far back of, like, they're not doing another Iron Man movie or any of that. But
do you think
still...
that was an Edgar Wright thing, or do you think that was a...
That's a Marvel thing, for sure.
Maybe that's what made Edgar Wright say. He's like, I don't want to do this.
I'm not doing this. And they end up deleting the yeah. scene anyway. It's like, that was our one sticking point. Yeah, so Arrow...
Island?
Yeah, the island part's annoying. I just ignore all that and don't even bring it up because it's stupid. But...
That's how
yeah,
you...
Like,
apparently those are the two things I hate. Island and the shitty love triangle.
Yeah. You can take the island away. I agree with you. I don't need the island.
So your favorite movie was Catching Fire, though. Like,
they're on an island.
They're on an island.
That was a cool island. So in Battle Royale, they're also on an island. There's no shitty love triangle in Battle
Lost
Royale.
Lost is a cool island. I think it's just... It's literally Arrow's cool. island.
Yeah, Arrow's island. Because I'm like... I know there's a world away from that.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to go to the island.
Yeah, I don't like the island.
What is the island? I don't watch this show.
Okay.
So he gets stuck on... like in the premise of Arrow is that Green Arrow is with his dad on a boat, and they get shipwrecked, but he's the only one who survives. He gets to an island. Everyone thinks he's dead in the real world.
And he's like a billionaire.
Yeah, and he's a billionaire.
Like, his whole family's really
yeah,
wealthy.
Yeah, so the first episode, he's on that island, and then...
It's like, what do I do?
And then, yeah, but so the... show goes 5 years later, he gets rescued from that island. Mm. So now the show for these past seasons, part of the show is a flashback to that island.
So okay, so the way
training
the formula for
yeah, where how he learned all these skills because as soon as he get back home, he already it becomes the Arrow and it's like I'm gonna start fighting.
So the formula for the show,
how did that happen?
Is like modern day Oliver Queen, at least from what I saw. I only saw the first like first 1.5 seasons. It's like Oliver Queen has a problem, and then it's flashback to the island, and then you see how he's eventually going to solve the problem.
It mirrors
and then
each other.
The last part
so he
is...
He draws upon what he learned on the island.
And then the last part, he utilizes what he learned on the island 5 years ago to like beat whatever problem he has.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
so
how the show works.
You can pretty much edit out all those flashbacks, and I do not really care about them.
Gotcha.
For the most part. Yeah, so basically this episode, Diggle, like a couple seasons back, like Diggle's brother was killed by Deadshot, and then he found out Deadshot was hired by Hive, which is the organization that Damien Dark is the head of, and then they find out, oh, his brother's actually still alive. So at the end, they get his brother back, and he's like, oh yeah, I did all these bad things, so it's kind of a mystery still what's going on, but basically his brother's still alive. So, who knows what's going on there.
So, if you rank these shows, do you think The Flash is the best superhero show on
TV? Out of these four?
Yeah.
Well, are you including Jessica Jones?
No.
Okay. Flash is by far the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd probably go Flash... probably Flash, S.H.I.E.L.D., Supergirl, Arrow.
Okay.
Probably.
Arrow sucks.
Arrow's at the bottom. Yeah,
I think it's only worth to watch, A, because you've invested so much already.
Yes, and there's going to be Flash crossovers.
And this crossover. Yeah, exactly.
It's the like, crossovers that
the
really keep me.
The only episodes my parents watch of Arrow, because my parents are big Flash fans.
It's worth it in the era.
Is watching the crossover.
It's worth it. I do like the crossover.
That was the crazy thing. My parents are like, they turn on Arrow, and I'm like, you guys don't watch Arrow? And they're like, we heard there's a Flash crossover. And I'm like, I don't remember that. Like, we would have talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think so. And my mom's like, let me see when the next episode of Flash is on. And then, like, there was no new episode that week.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, weird. So then they didn't watch.
Yeah. It's like, it's not. But, yeah. I mean, I do like the crossover. Because, like, when you get Flash in there, it's cool. Because you'd like, I don't know, when they fight, it's cool. But, they just... I don't know, their storylines aren't great to me, but I'm still watching.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all the regular standard stuff. So
now let's talk
something
about
we've both seen.
Yeah, and then Uxra saw a little bit of.
Yes.
Jessica! Jones. Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. Finally, it's here.
Finally here. And I burnt through it like...
Yep.
I don't know what I burned through. Like,
yep.
Like a log.
That's what these shows do. Like Daredevil, get on that. Jessica Jones. I'm like, I love these Netflix shows. They're so great.
Okay, I want to set this up. A few months ago, I meet a now one of my new classmates, and we're talking about Daredevil. And she's like, I saw Daredevil in one day. And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong?
Do you have like a mental illness or something? Like, that's a problem. You watch 13 hours in one day. Fast forward to last Friday. Thursday night. It's like 11:45. And I'm like, I wanted to stay up a few more minutes, watch the first episode of Jessica Jones. Watch the first episode, and I'm like, holy shit, that was great. Go to sleep. Go to work. Get home. Power through the remaining 12 hours. I think I went to sleep around 4 or 5 in the morning. Because it's not really like an hour, an episode. It's like 55 minutes. So over 12, that count, that adds up to quite a bit of minutes.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So I was like, God damn. I was like, I felt so ashamed of myself.
Dirty. See, I did felt it really dirty. At least like, I did in like 3 different blocks of like,
what were your
4-hour blocks? Let's see.
Because that's how I did Daredevil.
Yeah, I probably actually got like 5. No, 4. Probably 4 Friday night. And then like 4 in the morning. And then like probably 5. Wait. No, what? 4 in the. 4. Okay, 4 Friday. 4 Saturday morning. 2 Saturday night.
After the movie last night?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, we got out of that movie at like 11:30.
I know. I wanted to watch Jessica Jones.
Okay.
And then...
crazy. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah. An awesome like show.
Me saying that to him. What's wrong?
Because Drew... I didn't know what time we were doing the podcast, so Drew's like, I finished it. So I was like, okay, I got to finish it. So I was like, I have 5. I had 5 left. So I was like, okay, I'll just do... Well, I was like, I'll do 1. And then I was like, oh, I got to see another one.
Yeah.
And then I saw the other one. I was like, okay. And I'll probably wake up in the morning and I'll watch 3 more. So that's what I did.
I found a problem with these Netflix shows.
Okay.
They make me very hungry for like baked goods. First one, the Zupa Ingles.
Yeah.
Is a craving I haven't satisfied. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get it satisfied for my birthday. My sister's like, I'll make you that cake. Never made me that cake. Because it involves rum. And it's just like, I don't know if I should make that. And then like our parents will want to eat it. And my mom like was very staunch anti-alcohol. And then this movie, Banana Nut Bread. I was like, God man, damn, that banana bread.
And they brought
so
it
good.
Up more than like 2 or 3 like, times.
Exactly like the Zupa Ingles.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the food in the first episode? I don't remember.
No, first show. No, you don't see it in the first episode.
Not the first episode. Okay.
It comes a few episodes later, yeah. But it's banana nut bread is like the food this season.
Gotcha.
That they keep bringing up for some reason.
Interesting.
And I'm like, God damn it. Like, stop.
Yeah, don't do that.
So yeah, let's just get into it.
Well, Uxra, we're not going to spoil it.
We're not going to spoil it.
You're going to watch it eventually.
I watched the first episode.
It sounds like you're probably going to watch it if you watch it. Yeah. Maybe.
No, I mean, but then he also only saw 2 episodes of Masters of
Thanksgiving
Break. He just works at the normal pace where he's like...
He's like, you know what? Like, it's only been 2 weeks.
It's like, I don't care. They're all up there. I'm going to go week to week.
I can't sit down and watch more than like 3 hours at once. Like a movie, basically. So I watched 2 episodes of Master of None and 1 episode of Jessica Jones, and that was it.
That's the problem for me. It's written like a 13-hour movie, so I'm like, I gotta see what happens, because it's like a movie to me.
Uxra's like, Netflix is like, do you want to keep watching? And Uxra's like, nope.
Nope. I'm like, nope. How do I turn it off?
I could more understand Master of None, because it is like all connected, but you could also watch it isolated.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm doing now.
But then again, I watch
whatever episodes. Yeah. But then I decided that, like, I was like, I'm just going to watch whatever episodes I want. And I was like, I like the first episode. And then it's like, do you want to watch the next episode? And I'm like, yeah, why not? And
it's like, do you want to watch the third episode? And I'm like,
I love this episode.
They chose the order right.
Yeah, I was like, good job, Aziz.
So,
you the man.
You guys watched all of Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it as dark as the first episode? Like, super dark.
It's dark. Very dark.
It's dark.
I don't know. The first episode, I watched the scene where she has sex with Luke Cage.
You're like, holy shit, this scene is lit so poorly. Like, it looks like Kristen Ritter is getting, like, raped by a ghost in the dark room. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, I'm always like, Disney owns this,
man. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, holy crap. I was like, this is, A, you're not going to see this in any, like, Marvel movie.
No.
No.
Like, the language, the sex, the amount of alcohol, like...
Yeah, it's great.
Which is, yeah.
I keeps going back to, this show was originally going to be ABC. Yeah. Which is insane. There's no way this would be a good show on ABC. Mm. It would suck. It'd be terrible.
It's amazing. I love it
it's
so much.
So good. It's just like, and it's no superhero shows like this either. It's not even like Daredevil either.
No,
it's so different. It's awesome.
How's it different?
Well, it's very different.
Because it's a
Daredevil's
a completely different personality. It's completely different. Like her objective, she's invested. She's not really a hero right now per se. Like
right,
she wants to help people.
As far as I know, she has powers, but she doesn't use them.
You don't really see much in the first episode. She uses them, but like it's not like... Like, Daredevil's like, I'm going to go on the streets and fight people. Jessica Jones just like, I'm going
to
investigate stuff, and then stuff starts happening
to
her.
Yeah, and she's like, I have to deal with this.
She has to react to it.
Yes.
She's not proactive.
Yeah. And then you go back into her history, which is like the comics where stuff happens.
Yeah.
But...
The bad guy seems fucking crazy. Like, I don't know who the main adversary is.
Oh, the Chinese restaurant scene?
Yeah, when she... like.
Yeah, because you don't. They do the kingpin thing.
That's where I actually had problems with this show.
Really?
Because I found it to be very formulaic of Daredevil.
That's true.
There's a lot of parallels you can see between. Granted, like some of them are very dumb, and like it's just like I think it's me reaching for like
it is because you can go like oh, and then this many episodes, and they do a flashback part,
where it's
and
like
then this...
oh, like. Jessica's relationship with this other character is a lot like Daredevil's relationship or Matt Murdock's relationship with Foggy and and stuff like that.
I definitely see all those things.
And then like Rosario Dawson's character is a lot like this character in the show, who's like,
but she is the same character in that show.
Well, no, like there's another character.
Oh, you know, okay, like, I was like, they're in the same universe.
Yeah,
the same
it's like,
so they use the Daredevil formula to push the plot along.
You're
saying it's like light.
I found a lot of similarities in the show. And then there's also a lot of departures, which is
but
like great.
I think the fact that she's a totally different character changes everything.
Different motivations and everything.
Yeah.
It's like...
Like, there is no really, no, like, stick equivalent episode.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
No.
Where you're like, I see her going to, like, detective school or something.
And there's no full-on, like, Kingpin whole history of him episode.
Okay. Is the...
There's a history, but there's no full history of, like, Kingpin
like,
a whole chunk of
one episode was where you see him kill his dad and stuff. You don't see that.
Yeah, in Kingpin.
And that was crazy.
That was a crazy episode.
Yeah, that was.
I'm really surprised, like, Daredevil didn't get nominated for any Emmys. Like,
that's crazy. Like,
what
was
would
it
get
eligible?
What would it get nominated for, though?
Like, that episode was great.
Like, drama. Like,
yeah, drama.
Like, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Like, he's really good.
Best actor in a supporting role.
Yeah, like a nomination at least or something. There's such a stigma on superhero. It's like it doesn't matter. There's a problem.
Yeah, but yeah. So I did find some parallels, but then like it was. Now that I think of, I don't know. Like
I see what you're saying.
Where I'm like, okay, this character is a lot like this character, and this character is a lot like this
other
character.
Well, I mean, in every show, there's like the person has a sidekick. The person has.
Yeah, they have to build a team.
But then it's like the things that happen to those characters are all like, oh, that's a lot like what happened in Daredevil.
Yeah, it's kind of exactly like Supergirl and Flash. I'm like, oh, that's the Cisco.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the exact same thing, which it is, but like...
Look, this is something me and Mike are going to have to talk to when you're not here because I was like, I can't go into details about it.
Yeah, we won't go
into details. We'll talk about it after Thanksgiving.
But but it does make it easier when they do go into the Defenders world or whatever they do. Very, like, I could easily see Daredevil showing up, like, on the street or showing up wherever, like, in that show or seeing her show up in the Daredevil.
Yeah.
It all fits in my head very easily.
Actually, there's one thing I liked in this because I was like, oh, like, this kind of explains what happened in Daredevil with a certain character.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this makes sense to me.
I'm kind of excited
I don't know
for
when
Luke
the,
Cage,
is
though.
Is the timeline...
I was unsure of that too. Did this happen before?
I think it has to be at the same time for this one reason. It's a really dumb reason, but Stan Lee's cameo in Daredevil was his picture on the wall of the police department.
Yes,
for like, was it deputy of the year or month or something?
Something like that.
His picture is also on the wall.
Yes.
In the police department in Jessica Jones.
Yes.
So that's how long is that?
So he's
in, same month.
I'm assuming it's a different. It's the same month or different
or same year.
But there was a timeline. Okay, so I didn't time it out exactly, but they did. There was a point where she looked at the records of like a year ago, January in 2014, of something with him. But like, and then it was like a year later. They mentioned time. Like, there's a way to figure out the time. I just didn't really do it.
No.
But there was a time where she looked at records and was like, oh, January 1st, 2014. And then there was like, oh, a year later something happened. So my guess is the beginning of 2015 is where it started. I don't know how long this show spans over. But obviously, Claire met Daredevil already.
So, yeah.
But who knows when in the timeline. It's kind of weird. But yeah. I don't know. I kind of think the Luke Cage show is going to be awesome, though. I really like.
Yeah.
I really like Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is definitely my kind of superhero.
Yeah. He's pretty legit.
Not a hero at all. He's like, I want to fucking beat the shit up. Like
anti-hero.
Yeah, he's very much an anti-hero. I want to see him go against Punisher.
Yeah.
Is he in the show a lot?
I know. Who?
Luke Cage.
You'll see.
He was in the first episode, right?
Yeah, you see him in the first episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Luke Cage. Yeah, that's a good show. It's, yeah. They're killing with these Netflix stuff.
No, they very. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm saying, like, all my problems with Jessica Jones, it's still better than any show on cable network TV. Like,
yeah, like it's better than it. This show and Daredevil. These are better than like. I mean, I love The Flash. It's a better show.
Yeah,
like The Flash is a lot of fun.
Superhero TV shows or just TV shows in general.
I think that
too.
It's like,
what's a good TV show that's out? Like Empire. I don't know. Like, I don't watch it.
I don't watch it.
Like I don't watch any. The problem, I
like I don't watch Fargo, which I hear is
Walking
amazing,
Dead's but better, but like it's different. Like Game of Thrones, I like better, but
Game of Thrones is like you can't. I'm saying like on like regular channels,
network television.
Yeah, network television.
Definitely better than network. Yeah, like I can't think of any network show that I'm like.
AMC is the only one that's doing good stuff right now. Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
But like I think I like this. I like this better than Better Call Saul for sure.
Good job, Netflix. Amazon started this new thing where you can write scripts.
Yeah, on I saw that. Software. It was, what's it called? Microsoft like Storywriter or something like that.
Something like that.
And it's a script writing, like a screenwriting cloud based script, and you can like import your files from Final Draft, which is like the normal go-to software.
And then supposedly it makes it really easy.
It makes it very easy.
Submit it to Amazon because Amazon's looking for scripts.
Looking for TV show scripts so you can submit your pilots. Maybe I'll do that with my Destiny Pizza's TV show I've been throwing around in my head.
Destiny Pizza's, like our podcast TV show?
Like we had characters would podcast in it, but then
gotcha.
It would just be the hijinks. It'd be a sitcom. I don't think there's enough podcasting in sitcoms.
No. There needs to be more.
Yeah, Marin. There's one.
Just one.
They had a podcasting episode in It's Always Sunny one time, a long time ago.
Did they?
Yeah, it's when...
I thought it was like a radio show.
Yeah, but it turns into a podcast. Like, Mac and Charlie are doing the hockey.
Yeah.
And Dennis and Dee are doing a podcast.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Is it true that we're in a war right now? Is this war being fought on American soil?
I'm so glad that show's coming back a couple months.
So, yeah, Jessica Jones. Do you like it more or less than Daredevil? Or two different? I think they are completely different.
I think they are. Yeah, like, Jessica one happens more in the day, one happens all loud at night. It's like Batman.
So dark.
Yeah. Very
holy shit!
All at nighttime.
Villain is clearly. I mean,
who's the better villain?
Oh,
Kingpin or
Kilgrave? That's they're completely different.
Okay.
So who would I rather see on the street?
Who would you rather face in the street?
Probably Kingpin. Kingpin
for sure.
Oh, shit.
Because he'd probably just murder me and I'd be happy.
Oh, shit. You don't get tortured by the
Kilgrave would be like, go...
buy me some
clothes. It depends.
Whip your dick out and show it to the ground. Like, well, please, don't make me do this.
Like, if you piss him off or like... he could be fine to you. He could only ask you to do simple things. Right. But
and then, stop listening.
Yeah, I don't want to go too. I'm not. That's why I didn't want to go into detail.
I took off my headphones like later. You guys talking. Yeah.
I'm not going to any detail. But I would just say he's.
You're just like suddenly. I'm not as clear.
I mean, I'm ranking the top Marvel villain. It's Loki, Kingpin, and Kilgrave. Those are the best Marvel villains.
Those are like the only ones really. Like no, besides like Thanos, Ronan, all
those. But
they're all talking about like Corey, lesser. Like,
can I say something? Loki, is he really that bad of a villain? Like
no, but that's why they're good because you at least get motivation for characters.
I would put Kingpin at the top. I think Kingpin's a way better villain than Loki.
Loki's a good character, and like
I like Loki as a villain.
I don't like him. He's not that awful. I don't think.
Yeah, what has he done so bad? Same thing with Darth Vader. What's Darth Vader ever done so bad?
He's trying to be a father. Like,
yeah, just kind of like
true. But I don't know. I like Loki.
Like, I think
a lot.
The things
like
that the Kilgrave does is like.
Kingpin scared me.
Yeah, well, let's not go. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop there. But he's an awesome villain. You'll
yeah,
see.
He's a good villain.
You shall see. But, like, I'm just saying the MCU is so weak in villains that.
Yeah.
I'd love to see these guys on the big screen. Like, it's just so much better than what they have. Like, they don't have anything. They don't have any villains. Like, way better than Ultron. Like,
yeah, Ultron was not that good.
Come on. And, like, Ultron's even one of the better villains. That's how sad the villains are. It's like, they're so bad.
It's creepy, but not that creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, man.
That was my favorite thing about Daredevil, though, is how good they
did. Yeah, it's get the villains right, and the show is so much better.
I found Kilgrave to be very much... I was like, is this like a commentary on like the average dude nowadays? Like some of the things that he does, I'm like... It felt very weird to me.
Yeah,
I was like, it's very Reddit. Like, you know,
we'll
like
go very deep meta, when we're...
Very meta.
When we do a podcast.
I don't know. You'll see.
Without people again. As in without Usher.
Oh.
But... Or when Usher catches up. That's you know, when that's even better. It may take a year or...
No, Thanksgiving break. I don't have
okay.
13 hours in a day to sit down.
I don't either. I did most of it at night.
It only takes one night.
Yeah, I started.
Who needs to sleep? You got 8 hours a night to sleep?
I drink so
much.
Watch
8 episodes.
That's why you're 9 cups of coffee deep.
That's why I was 9 cups of coffee deep that day. All
right.
Or yesterday.
So, I think that's it.
No, music.
Oh.
I want to talk about the Hamilton soundtrack.
Go ahead.
Oh, we can talk about music. Sweet.
You want to talk about some music, Doctor?
Maybe for next podcast.
Okay.
Keep it in mind.
I'm going to listen to... Let's talk about the Hamilton soundtrack for the original Broadway play. I've been listening to the soundtrack like crazy.
So good.
So good. It's done by Lin-Manuel Miranda. This dude's been... He like performed for Obama before it was a Broadway play. At the time, he just wanted to make a concept album about rapping about Alexander Hamilton's life because he read this book about Alexander Hamilton, which is like very famous. And then he started looking into Alexander Hamilton's journals, which I think is rude, but apparently Alexander Hamilton was a big poet and would write a lot of poetry. So he's like, this like directly is just like hip hop. Like he's writing about the current state of things like in his poetry.
Yeah.
And, so this is like a hip hop version of like a Broadway play about Alexander Hamilton. And I was like very fascinated by it. I've been listening to it a lot lately, like every day.
Super creative.
It's very creative, and I'm like, this is how history is going to be taught. I think this is like I did not care about Alexander Hamilton before this, and now I care deeply about Alexander Hamilton. I'm like, I just mourn his death every day. I'm like, why did A. Burr have to shoot you? Why
did you get in that duel?
Yeah, you could have been alive today. Very old man.
I'm still here. They invented some weird drug that just. Keeps me alive.
Yeah.
Kill me, please.
Because then I realized that I didn't know like my timeline of the Revolutionary War.
Like, is this why you're talking about 1776 yeah. today? Okay. Everything makes because sense now.
Is that part of the rap? He's like, this is not the real Independence Day.
No, because
I believe in 1783.
I think it's the second song they start out with 1776. No, it starts out in 1776.
Yeah.
And then like later on in the musical, like, they're fighting the Revolutionary War. And then later on after that, George Washington comes out, and then Thomas Jefferson runs for president, and then A. Burr shoots Alexander Hamilton. Please. But I'm like, it's like 1776, and then the war ends at like 1783. They talk about it, and then Thomas Jefferson comes back to the United States. So I'm like, wait, what? And I was like,
he went to France.
Yeah, he was in France. Well, I knew that part, but I'm saying like, why did the war end so late? I assumed we like. I don't know what I was thinking.
You assume that 1776, July 4th is when we won the war.
Maybe, yeah. Something I don't know. Like maybe that, I just didn't think about the Revolutionary War as like existing or something. I don't know.
You didn't even know it existed.
I knew it existed.
Like George Washington.
But I just like...
Wait, there was a war?
But like, I guess...
On American soil!
I guess I should have... I must have assumed that it happened like before the Declaration of Independence or something.
Yeah, makes sense if you... I mean, if you, it's been like, what, 8 years since we took a history class.
And I took American cultures. Like, that wasn't real history class. Well, I mean,
that was just the letter to King George, was the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. It was like, we're sending this to you, George. We're declaring.
Fuck you, we're our own country.
Well, before that date, they're like, wait a second.
What's going on? Taxation.
Are they? What are they declaring? I don't understand.
Well, no, because like, the Revolutionary War technically started in like 1774.
So we were fighting for it, and then we're like,
like, there's stuff going on, like the
conflict.
Yeah, the Boston Tea Party and stuff.
Well, they're probably fighting, but they're like, their idea was still, like, oh, we want to be part of the British Empire, mm-hmm. yet we just want representation.
Yeah.
That, like, up until 76, they're probably like,
they were fighting.
No, we want to be British still. We're fine with being British, but we're fighting for representation.
When was the whole.
Like, the Boston Tea Party happened in December 1773.
Yeah.
When did the Boston Massacre happen, though?
74?
1770.
Before that.
And that's when they say the war started.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, the shot heard around the world. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Was that the shot heard around the world?
Yeah. Because it was considered, like there's no reason that gunshot should have happened, they say. Like, allegedly a person threw a stone or something.
That's how a lot of this shit happens. But when was the whole, this is a separate question, but it might be related. When was the whole Federalist, Anti-Federalist papers, all that stuff?
That was like 83. Yeah. That was like when they were making the Constitution.
That was the Constitution.
That was after the war was over.
That was, so they actually talk about it, obviously, because Alexander like Hamilton was one of the authors.
Yeah.
He wrote 51 out of 83. Originally it was supposed to be three guys splitting up 25 essays. John Jay, Hamilton and Burr.
Was it Burr?
Yeah. So John Jay wrote 5. Burr wrote 20 something, mm-hmm. I think. And then Burr wrote like the rest.
Yeah.
I mean, Hamilton wrote the rest because he was like very big on writing. So it was like.
But then he wanted to fight.
Yeah. But then.
Katniss Everdeen.
Hamilton and Burr were also very successful lawyers. Like, Hamilton was defended the first murderer in the United States.
Right.
So, like, they talk about all that. And then I just like it. I dig it a lot.
You learned a lot more than you would have learned.
Yeah. I mean, I'm big. I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I learn a lot of stuff like that. But it's like, it was an enjoyable way, and it stuck with me, like, because I know the songs, and I...
Yeah. Like, I tried listening to this at work when it came out, and, like, I couldn't... I had to stop because I wasn't doing my work. I was like, wait, this is so good.
Yeah, like, because they, like, rap and stuff. It's like, I'm Hercules Mulligan. Like, I know Hercules Mulligan's role in the Revolutionary War. Like, it's weird. Why do I know this? He was a spy for the Americans who was in the British. He would take blueprints and send them. But then
he was there, Benedict Arnold.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. And then there's Lafayette.
Is there a British version of a Benedict Arnold? Where, like, the it's a term?
No, he was like, well, Hercules Mulligan was an American, though. Like, we use that term.
Yeah, like, how does that...
Well, they were all, like, American.
British.
Like, Benedict... I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just wondering if, like, there's England has a term for that as a traitor.
Probably turncoat, which is like another term for Benedict Arnold.
Isn't that our
remember the 5th of November?
That is not Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes.
That's where the term guy comes from when he calls someone a guy.
Hey, guy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Not my buddy, pal.
Hello. You're not my pal, friend.
Benedict Arnold. They have a signature on Wikipedia. Was a general during the Revolutionary War who originally fought, but defected.
Yeah, Michael, you should listen to it. For sure. You should listen to Hamilton.
It was good.
Not at work, though. Oh, you listened to it. Okay.
No. I mean, no. It was good when we were listening in the car.
So yeah.
I want to check the rest out.
And then there's like a few songs that are done by like the sisters who are like apparently wealthy daughters who like all these guys went after, like all the revolutionary forefathers. So like it was such a crazy story.
The interest of that one's like Players or some shit like that. Like they're talking about
how. Oh yeah, he's like all the revolutionaries. It's like the Winter Ball, I think is the name of the song.
Yeah.
And he's like talking about like he's talking about Alexander Hamilton. And he's like, but all the revolutionary areas have a way with the ladies.
It's busting to it.
And it's like, yeah, it's like one of the songs I like a lot is Helpless. And then the next song after that is like from The Wedding. And it's Helpless is about one of the daughters meeting Alexander Hamilton for the first time. Like they go to a ball. And she's like expected to marry a rich guy, and here's Alexander Hamilton, who's like a poor orphan,
who writes essays,
and he's like a secretary, like he doesn't do anything. And then like the song after that is the sister like giving a toast at the wedding, and then she does like a flashback
to how she was supposed to be.
To how she was like, I fell in love with him the second I met him, and the biggest regret of my life is like giving him to my sister who sent me to like go get him across the room and stuff like that.
It's a weird love triangle.
Yeah, and like they, it's weird
because
like,
hates it.
So then I was looking up some of the lyrics because another good song is called Aaron Burr. I think it's called Aaron Burr, Sir. And like it's kind of like the song "Hose" by Ludacris, where like he puts hose everywhere. Where in this one, like they keep using the word "Sir," so it's like,
yeah,
excuse me. Are you Aaron Burr, sir? He's like, and who are you? Oh, I'm Alexander Hamilton, and I'm at your service, sir. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then one of the lines, he's like, I heard you graduated quick from, like, Princeton College, and I had some trouble with your friend. I think he handles the finances. And he's like, you punched the burr, sir? And I was like, what? I don't know what that word is. And it's like a bursar. Is like the person who handles financials, like out of college. And I was like, oh, that's pretty witty. So I went on genius.com now, as it's known, to look up the lyrics. And I saw all these green boxes, and that's when the artist annotates the lyrics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit, like the guy who wrote the musical, like annotated the lyrics. And he's like, I had a list of words that rhymed with burr, or that rhymed with either sir or burr. And he's like, and I was so happy to cross this one off the list.
I wanted to use that one.
Yeah. Because I guess in real life, he punched like the vice president. Alexander Hamilton punched the vice president of the college, not the bursar.
Damn.
But you can't run vice president with burr or sir. But yeah, it's such a great, like, it's really good. And I find it's like myself singing to it because it's obviously like show tunes and I'm like, it's like really catchy.
Yeah.
So I dig it a lot.
Definitely cool.
Yeah. Sweet. I was like, I'm hoping. I was like, who's the next person that they write rap songs about? And then he also did a freestyle thing on Jimmy Fallon, which I think was really cool.
Yeah.
That's it. This is a long episode. You know how long that episode was?
It's not even over. We have discussion.
Holy shit. favorite movie franchise.
Yeah, what's your favorite movie franchise? Let's go to Twitter. I know what Edwin said already. He said that's an easy one. Star Wars. I hope he knows that he took the first three in there with him.
Yes. It is a whole cumulative.
Package. Yeah, I wanted him to defend.
Defend the prequels.
Yeah.
I can defend the prequels.
This one is easy. He says Star Wars.
Hard to blame. Star Wars is good.
Yeah, they pushed out, or there's this article that I saw that was going around was like how episode 2 was pretty much like a fanboy's checklist.
Attack of the Clones?
Yeah, Attack of the Clones. Well, yeah. Pretty much just like a checklist for fanboys.
I mean, it is, kind
because
of. Because when you go, we learn about the Clone War. Like,
which
they mentioned Clone War in Star Wars episode 1.
We get Jango Fett.
We get the origin of Boba Fett. Yoda going crazy with a fight.
Yeah.
Like, what else is there?
You get Natalie Portman scantily clad.
Yeah. You find out how Luke and Leia, why they would be born, or I guess,
yeah.
Or like they get married, so
yeah.
You can find out
that you origin. Get that weird island scene where he's like riding on top of this monster, like this, like oh, giant animal.
They fight a giant creature.
Yeah, like they fight a giant creature. You see how the clones are made. You see how the stormtroopers come to be, pretty much.
That was yeah.
Cool. Is that the one where you
slave one?
Oh yeah, you find out like the Jedi like altered.
You found out the reason
he like altered the map, and that's why Ewan McGregor goes out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
you see younglings, which you never see before. You're like, oh, there's like all the younglings, and he's like, why is it there? And then the kid is like, maybe it was removed. And you're like, how are you a master Jedi? Like, you don't realize this? Like, I could have figured that out. Well, I'm a nerd.
Ewan McGregor's like, no, but I was talking to the person in the archive, and they said if it's not in the archives, it does not exist. So I just took her word for it.
Yeah,
terrible Jedi.
I know. So bad. He's like, stupid Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
So, get Anakin's revenge on the desert people, right?
No, that was sand people. You gotta you get to see the Larses. You're like, wait, what's that connection? You get so many questions answered.
You're like, how?
That on paper.
I was confused. So, like, Anakin leaves.
Yes.
His mom straight up just gets married right away.
Well, she was sold to him as a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And no, those aren't her children.
Yeah, I know. They're half sibling.
Yeah. So we don't know the timeline. He was gone for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it could have happened 5 years ago. It could have happened 2 years ago. It could have happened 8 years ago. Like, he sold him to Lars, and then he freed her.
Yeah. And so he's like, raise my children.
That happened. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, I need a wife.
Yeah. He's like, I need a wife. She's like, you know, I could just, like, you could just keep me as a slave. He's like, I love you, though.
He's like, I'll free you if you marry me, please.
Yeah, he's like, please. He's like, otherwise, I'm not good with the ladies. Like,
that's his only way. I have to buy slaves to get wives. See, Lars, his mom was a slave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the origin.
So
I get the checklist. That's
a tough one.
I probably go Harry Potter. Because that's eight. To me, that's eight solid films. I could watch any of those films. Some are better than others. It's eight.
Wait, what? I thought.
There's another one coming out, though.
Oh, I was thinking seven. So it's seven books, eight movies.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So I think, like, all of them are good. Like, some are better, some are worse. But
does Lord of the Rings include the Hobbit films?
Yes. I think you got to include everything from. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I will count them.
I'm not. I'm saying.
Hey, I know you're not going to pick it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, sure.
That's a tough one. I want to say Harry Potter too, but I really like the Bourne series movies.
Oh, Bourne series.
Okay. That includes Renner.
It does include
Renner. I like that movie.
I like that movie too.
That was a good one.
It was probably my least favorite out of all of them, but
still good. I love how they. Like the
I like
third
it.
One.
I love how.
One simultaneous.
Number two. 2, 3, and Legacy all take place in the
same time, right? Yeah.
all those movies all take place at the same time.
It's a trip.
I think the newborn, there's a time jump where we're actually at the present, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
I assume there's got to be a time jump because it'd be weird if that happened at the same time, too.
Yeah. But okay, if I had to pick one, I'd go to Harry Potter, too. It's a good one.
Bourne was a good one, too.
Bourne's a good one. Hmm. I was tempted to say Grease. I'm just kidding. Grease 2 sucked dick. But
yeah, what's like one really good movie and then like a really bad one? Godfather. I don't know.
Godfather 1 and 2 are really good. Yeah. Godfather 3 is horrible.
Yeah. Well, it's just how much it outweighs it. Because I could definitely go Star Wars because
the good originals,
they outweigh so much.
Outweigh the first three so much.
So much.
Well, not even the first. It's really just like the first one.
Yeah,
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, some
really
people
bad
say.
One.
They think Clone Wars is worse than The Phantom Menace, which
that's
I think
crazy.
Is crazy to me.
Phantom
I think you really have to rewatch those movies and be like, no, really, The Phantom Menace did not have, like...
Watch them in machete order.
The fact, like, the ending fight was cool, but, like, the rest of the story was stupid.
Yeah.
It's a Mighty Ducks franchise.
That's
it was
a good
not...
one, too. I like all those.
Yeah.
Although... Yeah, they really changed after the first one, though. They
were like, oh, yeah.
I gotta go with Rocky. I love Rocky.
All Rocky's
good. Even the one with his kid... It's stupid, but I loved it. Like, they're just all
Rocky
so
Balboa
good.
Rocky Balboa is good.
Yeah. Even Rocky Balboa, not that bad of a movie.
I like Rocky Balboa.
You get 3-6 Mafia in there.
I forget
you get
about that movie.
Milo Ventimiglia in there.
Yeah.
You get No Adrian. But, like, because to me, Rocky 2, that proposal is, like, the greatest. I think it's, like, the greatest film to ever be shot. It's, like... Rocky, that scene, and then it's like the Bigfoot tapes, and then it's the Zapruder film where Kennedy gets shot. The three greatest, like, most historic things. Those are the three films that should be in the Smithsonian. Just auto-playing. That's the greatest proposal I've ever seen. I think every person who's thinking about getting married should watch that scene and then be like, is marriage right for me? Do I love my wife as much as Rocky loves Adrian? As much as brain-damaged Rocky loves Adrian. That's
a good one.
Yeah.
I think with the Rocky franchise also.
I mean, well, Toy Story.
Oh, Toy Story's good, yeah. Too. Oh, man. That's a good one.
But with Back to the Future, obviously, but like.
Yeah, I would say Back to the Future, too. Like, it's depending. How far do you want to go in the movies, I think?
Like, I think Toy Story with quantity is solid. Pretty... Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, Jaws, you have, like, a billion movies.
Yeah.
And, like, the first one's great, and then they start to fall off.
But with the Rocky, because, like, Star Wars kind of started, like, the trilogy, right? Mm-hmm. They started, like, Rocky kind of went, like, started the four, like, the fourth one's really good.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, there's three, and then there's never usually a fourth, and, like.
In this one, like, I can't Rocky think of what, four. Like, you can't think of, like, a fourth movie that's, like.
Well, Jurassic World, I would say.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But then, like, that's such a long gap.
But like, I think Rocky's Rocky pretty 2 and 3, like, aren't, the fall-off isn't there.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, I mean, Rocky exactly, 5.
Exactly.
But it's, like, in my opinion, those are, like, the four consistent, like, very consistent movies.
Yeah, I agree.
Where you don't get that, and you don't see that in any other franchise.
Well, I've never seen the fifth. Like, I always judge the fifth one, but not having seen it, but I always hear it's so weird.
It's really weird because.
But, like, it's like every other one, even Rocky fights. Balboa. Like, yeah. All four and five, so that's only one movie really not as great and possibly still, like, good.
Yeah. So. I mean, also Rambo. I thought Rambo's a really great franchise, but I just didn't want to suck Sylvester Stallone's dick.
Too much.
And don't forget, RamboLastBlood.com. Still have it. Or no, I think I have Last Blood Movie and LastBloodFilm.com. Mm. I own those websites.
And sell it to them.
I'm trying to, well, if they ever contact me.
Movie come, like, yeah, officially.
They can contact me at Destiny Pizzas. It redirects to DestinyPizzas.com when you go to those websites. So
nice.
Had them for over a year, so I've already invested $30 in each of those websites. So be nice if they bought them from me. But yeah. The only thing you shouldn't like about Rocky or Rambo 3... is the fact that he supports Al-Qaeda. Or the Taliban.
He does in that movie?
Yeah, I think he's... Because it's against the Russians.
That's how the U.S. he should be like, aligned at the time.
That's how the U.S. is aligned.
They should be like, I was wrong about Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's like... The rumor was like he was going against ISIS. And then he said he was going against ISIS. And then they were like, nope, we're not going against ISIS.
Well, then they made the movie where he's racist. And he's like, I was wrong about Al-Qaeda. I'm going after ISIS.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, they're two different things. I mean, they're still both bad, but
I can't let them do this. It's all my fault.
I supported them. It's like, you know,
this is like after people. Like he like killed like a billion people in Myanmar, like in that last movie. That was a good movie too. I like that Rambo movie. I was like, holy shit, this is so much blood and violence. This is great. I can't think of any. Like that's a thing. It's really hard for me to think of like a very quality franchise.
Well, the question did stem from Homeward Bound.
Yeah, that's a great franchise. So it could be.
I mean, it's quality. Well,
Homeward Bound 1 and 2. Great movies.
True.
Better than Goofy Movie. Goofy Movie 2.
How did they not make a Homeward Bound 3?
It's Michael question. J. Fox was like, I need more money. And they're like, no.
They're like, yeah. It's like, Stuart Little was paying me. Because I think that happened not too long after.
They're like, we're just going to make another Jungle to Jungle and whatever that movie with Chevy Chase was.
Why?
That came out at the same time. What was that?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Something about dad.
Was that the...
He would join that...
Father of the House?
Man of the House.
Man of the House.
That was
not to be confused with the Tommy Lee Jones and some cheerleader movie where he's like, they're under witness protection or something.
Yeah. Man of the House.
It's also called Man of the House. Yeah. Yes. And I was like, why would you do that? I love Man of the House with Chevy Chase.
I was trying to think of Jackie Chan. Like, Jackie Chan didn't make many. Yeah, I think he did a sequel to Operation Condor, but I can't think of any other.
Rush Hour was a franchise.
That's a good franchise. Not considered. The third one was kind of.
Third one. Shanghai.
Shanghai Noon. Shanghai Nights.
Rush Hour 1 and 2 are really good, though.
Rush Hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the third one, though.
The third one, yeah. It really does drop off quite a bit.
I think we... Didn't we see that one in theaters? And we're like, holy shit. I was like, what a mistake.
I think made. So. Like, oh, man. Not... Oh, jeez. Just...
Where's the third one? Does the third one take place back in New York?
They go to France. LA? France. They go to Paris.
Paris. Oh, shit. That's why I don't remember it.
And I can describe it to you. You're going to be like, really?
That happened? They climbed the Eiffel Tower and shit, right?
Yes. Yeah. He has the half... Or he has a brother who's like a gang. Like, it's just a stupid story. It's like they were brothers, but like not real brothers or something. He's like, oh, my gosh.
And like he supposedly died or something, and he's like, oh, he's still alive? Is that in this movie? That happens a lot.
Oh, that's the second one. That's Ricky Tan.
Yeah. I still like the first one.
You're like, follow the rich white dude. And then it wasn't the rich white dude.
Yeah, it was like an Asian dude.
Yeah.
But I like in the first one. In the beginning of the first one, he's like, welcome to Rush Hour. And he shoots the dude or something. He like says something like that.
Yes, and that's how the movie starts, I think.
Yeah. Like it's like the kid in the back singing the song.
Yeah.
Like the Spice Girl song or whatever. And then,
it's like, that's such a stupid title for the movie.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do.
It has nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do. It's literally like,
oh, Beverly Hills Cop. That was a good franchise.
Yeah.
Axel Foley. I can't think of any other ones. That's good. I like that one, though.
Yeah.
It's good topic. Next week, what's our discussion? Uxher?
What was our discussion topic?
Oh, how about best international remake? That's kind of hard, but if you guys think you guys are
I thought we were doing the worst,
what movie makes you angry?
Yeah.
You want to do that one? I get angry about a lot of
movies. Like any reason, right? Oh, you are good. You already have like 10.
I have like a shitload, like, yeah.
What movie makes you angry? Like why
oh
was this
Oh my
movie?
God. Yeah, just, I can, I'm,
so can be.
I'm getting angry just thinking about this. Like.
Okay, I get it. We'll leave it that broad. That's fine. That's good.
Because like,
that's
good. There's so many movies I've walked out of and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, they should, whoever, I made a mistake by buying this ticket.
All right, hold on. So is it true? Okay. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
So does it have to be the whole movie makes me angry or a certain
just
part of
anything
the movie?
Of the movie.
It could be anything.
What made you the most angry?
Yeah, it could be like blatant racism if you want. Okay. You can be like,
I'm going to pick a few different things. I might pick a movie. I really like this movie.
Just tell us why
one part makes
me
angry.
Yeah, because if you don't tell us why it makes you angry, then like.
Okay, get it. Yeah, the why is the key.
Like it could be like Mel Gibson and the Beaver. Be like, he was very racist. Like he just is coming off that whole thing and I'm surprised any studio put it out and that made me very angry. Short Circuit. The brown person wasn't a brown person.
Yeah.
I was very angry.
Many people were learning that from Master of None.
Yeah. Apparently he found that out in college.
I know, the fact that...
Like that was based on a true story.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Have you seen... I think
you gotta watch more Master of None.
Yeah, Master of None, dude. In the fourth episode, it's about Indians in TV or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts out with... In Short Circuit, there's an Indian actor, like an Indian character. Huh. And it was just a white guy in brown makeup. Like he does a very like nerdy Indian accent and stuff like that. And like that's they talk about that, but apparently it's based on a true story where Aziz found out that guy, he was like watching movies and he's like, you know, I wonder what happened to that guy, like, and he's like, he looked it up and there's no Indian, like he's a white guy. Yeah.
Yes. What? Did you hear what happened after he actually met the guy?
Aziz met the guy.
Yeah, he met the actor and like he talked to him about it and he's like, yeah, I mean, like I really wanted to get into the role, like I wouldn't do it this nowadays.
Uh-huh.
He said he's like I. Like, they should have done that, and, like, that was really wrong. Like, looking back at it, he's, like, apologetic, and he's, like, it shouldn't have happened, but he was, like, really trying to get into the character, and so, like, mm-hmm. it was just an interesting little conversation. Like, mm-hmm. I think Aziz wrote a little piece on it, like, actually meeting the guy.
Interesting.
And was, like, yeah, like, they shouldn't have done that. Like, that, looking back, that was, like, a terrible thing to do.
That's, like, the Pop Chips thing that they talk about.
Yeah.
I remember when that ad.
They showed the ad. They showed,
yeah,
they showed
I remember
a bunch
when
ads
that ad came out. I called Pop Chips because I was so pissed off about it. Because he's like,
that's why I like the.
It was horrible. And then
I like the scene with the
Ravi? Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, but like no, they go to the agency that like complains about when for an Indian thing comes up, and it's like not enough happened. So they're like, yeah, well, not enough have happened. Like,
yeah.
So we had to fire a bunch of people or something.
But I remember, like, that day, I called, and it went, like, to voicemail the first time.
I'm sure they're getting so many.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to call back and leave him a message and give him a piece of my mind. Be like, that is really fucked up. And I called Second Ring. Someone picks up, and I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to say.
Didn't expect that.
And she's like, sorry, we didn't think it was going to be that offensive. And I was like, how do you think it's not going to be offensive?
They really said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's like, we didn't mean anything by it. I was like,
you think they would have had some line like that they were told to say, but yeah. Like, oh, we didn't find that offensive. What?
Yeah. She's like, we didn't think anyone would find it offensive.
Did you ask it in an Indian person? Like, no. Well,
I was like, if you did it in like a Chinese person and you did a Chinese accent, you think that would be offensive?
They like put a poos on TV. Yeah, but he's not like doing a. He's not a white dude.
And it is a white dude.
Oh, it is a white dude.
Hank Azaria. But, like, fine. But he's not in like heavy makeup.
Wait. A poo's racist.
And he's not like.
I just learned a poo's racist.
Wait, a poo is not voiced by an Indian guy.
No.
Holy shit.
How did you not know this?
I don't know. I don't look.
I hope one day you go on to write a TV show and this is an episode for you.
What? So I learned Apu was an Indian guy.
My character is cast and then you, as a white person and then in brown makeup.
Have a talk with Hank Azaria and he's like, I'm going to stop doing it. He's like, but the show is still going on. So
no, I think Hank Azaria, like, it's. People, when people call him out, like, he's very, like, aggressive about it. Because I think Hari Kondabolu, like, Indian comedian, called him out and he was just like, fuck you. And so, like, it's a joke.
They're paying me so much money. Yeah. I don't care.
It's a joke.
But I thought the Ashton Kutcher one was bad because he's like, I can't find love, but at least I have my pop chips. And I was like, why does every Indian dude have to be like super single, like in TV? Like it has to be like socially awkward with women. Yeah. I'm like, it reflects my reality too much. I can't handle it.
That's what they made Master of None, man.
Yeah, exactly. Aziz gets a white girl. Something to look up to.
Spoiler.
Whoa.
It's in the first episode he's banging a white girl. Like in the ad, yeah, he's banging a white
true.
Girl.
True. That's the first scene.
Yeah.
You saw the episode.
Banging is different from getting with, like, being with a white girl, though.
Yeah, he's with a white girl. He's physically within and with a white girl. That just shortened within to with.
With in.
It's the same thing, I'm sure. So what things that make you, movie that made you angry?
Yes.
Okay.
On Netflix today, Gringolandia, season 3, Home.
With Rihanna.
And... And with Jim Parsons.
Yeah, Jim Parsons.
Yeah, and Switch to Burst, season 4.
Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. Who is it this time? I don't know. We'll find out together. And some This Week in Movies in the Now. And some trailer talk. We actually have a lot of trailers.
We do. We saw a bunch of trailers.
This is a 2-hour episode. Holy shit. People are going to be pissed.
They're like, why? We had, and it's like, you guys didn't even go into depth. Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
It was all Hunger Games.
Talking shit on Hunger Games by me. So, yeah. Yeah, come back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.